smooth, real. It's all here.
And sustain relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Randy Rhodes.
What desperate thing will he do?
What will these people do? And they scare me. Now, if Bush really thinks he's Superman, I'm cool. I'm good.
You know what I mean?
Because then he could just fly around the Earth really, really fast and turn that time.
Hey, KCN, Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Ready, set, go.
Try to get out of town early. If you can load the kids up now, get them into the car.
AAA's Justin McNall says roads will be jammed later because 37 million Americans will be traveling for the holiday and most will drive. AAA's Lon Anderson says the early birds have already flown the coop.
A lot of people actually this year are leaving town early. We're seeing a lot of activity at the airports early. So it's clear that a lot of people decide to make this whole week a vacation week.
WCBS's Peter Heskel is watching the waiting lines build at New York's Kennedy Airport.
Getting here to JFK through the traffic is challenge number one. Then Michelle Ahern says you need a certain mindset to fly this time of year. She's heading to L.A. What's the difference traveling around this holiday as opposed to any other time?
Everyone's doing it. That's what it is. There's so many people. And you just want to make sure you know, don't go crazy.
Do you manage to not go crazy?
Yeah. Alcohol helps.
Interestingly enough, a lot of people use the very same strategy.
The getaway day weather is sure to make the trip a lot longer in some places. The Midwest expects a little snow. Parts of the East are in for snow or rain. Thousands of Gulf Coast hurricane evacuees who've been living in hotels are getting a little more time to find a new place to call home. The government will continue to pay for hotel rooms until December 15th in some cases and January 7th in others. Those payments had been due to stop December 1st.
We are not kicking people out into the streets. We are simply moving them from hotels and motels into apartments that we will continue to pay for.
Acting FEMA Director David Paulison. Overseas, the Iraqi army denies it was involved in the assassination of a top Sunni leader. Relatives say the man was gunned down in his home by men wearing army uniforms. His three sons and a son-in-law were also killed. On the CBS Health Watch, an addiction to methamphetamine is one of the hardest habits to kick. But UCLA researchers may have found something that helps. Dr. Thomas Newton says it's the antidepressant drug bupropion.
It may actually be blocking, in a very basic level, the effects of methamphetamine in methamphetamine users.
Bupropion also has shown promise as a stop-smoking treatment. Well, Ted Koppel's 25-year run as host of ABC's Nightline came to an end last night.
That's our report for tonight. I'm Ted Koppel in Washington. For all of us here at ABC News, good night.
Before signing off, Koppel managed to take a dig at ABC for trying to replace him with David Letterman a few years ago.
You've always been very nice to me, so give this new anchor team for Nightline a fair break. If you don't, I promise you the network will just put another comedy show in this time slot. And then you'll be sorry.
Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up, but only a fraction of a point. This is CBS News.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-204-6810. That's 1-800-204-6810. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-10
up the far right lane, but not causing too much of a problem for you as of yet. Now, we are checking clear along I-70 now, but keep in mind it is the busiest travel day of the year, so things are probably going to stack up pretty quickly if you're headed over to DIA. Pena Boulevard, you want to give yourself plenty of time there, and right now seeing about a 10-15 minute wait through security over at the airport. Now, 225 and 6th Avenue, they're moving along fine. And around town, things pretty quiet on the diagonal, Fiddles Parkway and Highway 93, the turnpike trouble-free east and westbound. On to the weather, going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies, highs in the mid-60s.
$28.95 or less. That's $28.95 at your participating Denver, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealers. Ends November 27th. Restrictions apply. See your dealer for details.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, because there are many choices in life.
Well, back in the 90s, I used to tune into Rush Limbaugh.
And with choices come alternatives.
I'm 760, I listen to it all the time.
Just love hearing something other than the right-wing rant.
I've learned so much from listening to 760.
Changing the world of talk radio.
Nice to be able to sit there and listen to the radio and say, no doubt.
This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
That's all we listen to in the car.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by the Braun Activator, the world's best self-cleaning shaver guaranteed. I'm Charles Osgood. 3.5 years ago, when ex-Chicago gang member Jose Padilla was first accused of plotting with Al-Qaeda, turned over to the military as an enemy combatant, then Attorney General John Ashcroft announced,
"We have disrupted an unfolding terrorist plot to attack the United States by exploding a radioactive dirty bomb."
But now, Padilla has been charged in an 11-count criminal indictment that doesn't mention a dirty bomb plot. President Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez.
The indictment alleges that Padilla traveled overseas to train as a terrorist.
And that his terrorist cell conspired to commit acts of violence.
Such as murder, maiming, kidnapping.
What happened to the dirty bomb case on which he's been held all this time?
I'm not going to talk about previous allegations or statements.
What this is all about after this for the Braun Activator. What a great gift idea. The Braun Activator Shaving System delivers the ultimate in shaving and cleaning performance. Its revolutionary smart foil technology captures hair growing in any direction. The contour-hugging head automatically adjusts to every facial contour for maximum closeness and comfort. And Braun's Activator also comes with the most advanced clean and renew system, which keeps it feeling like a new shaver every day. Braun Activator, simply the world's best self-cleaning shaver guaranteed. For more information, visit Braun.com.
Why are you so dressed up?
Our meeting, remember?
The one about our retirement plans?
Honey, this is my boss's guy from Northwestern Mutual. We were referred...
Hold on. Mr. Harkness referred us to Northwestern Mutual?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Harkness referred us to Northwestern Mutual.
I have nothing to wear.
A quiet conversation with Northwestern Mutual is one of the most valuable conversations you'll ever have. Northwestern Mutual Financial Network. The quiet company. The Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Why has Jose Padilla now been indicted on criminal charges? CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
I think what the government is trying to do here is to get out of this case and to ratchet down the dispute before it loses. I think the U.S. Supreme Court would have taken this Padilla case and said, you know what, government, you can't hold these U.S. citizens like this for this long. You either have to establish why you're going to detain them, or you have to charge them, or you have to release them, and you have to do that within a relatively short amount of time.
Padilla's lawyer, Andrew Patel, considers the indictment a victory.
What it means for my client is he will now have his day in court like any American citizen who's been accused of doing something wrong. And that is a vindication not just for him, it's a vindication for the entire constitutional process.
The Justice Department says it now considers the Supreme Court case moot.
So I assume the U.S. government now asks to get this case off the docket. I presume the justices say fine.
Not if Andrew Patel can help it.
The primary issue before the Supreme Court is, does the president have the power to sign a piece of paper and say someone is a, quote, enemy combatant, unquote, and throw them in military custody without criminal charges? That issue is alive and well.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
November 25th at 5 a.m. November 25th, 5 a.m.
What are you doing?
Making sure we remember to go to Sam's Club. November 25th, 5 a.m.
The day you get me shopping at 5 a.m. Whoa, is that plasma TV only?
Uh-huh. The Sam's Club holiday event. See our insert in your Thanksgiving Day paper for big savings on designer handbags, luxury linens, cutting-edge electronics, and more. Doors open at 5 a.m. November 25th. Breakfast included. Join today to avoid the 10% service fee that applies to non-member purchases. Sam's Club. With special holiday savings, what will you discover?
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Is this over yet? Good morning. 6:09, 9 minutes after 6, sunny with a high today of 67. Happy Thanksgiving to you. We're off tomorrow, so, and then we'll be back on Friday. Now, according to the news, everybody's gone out of town, so there's nobody out there. Does that mean we can get on the air here for the next 4 hours and do exactly what we want to do, which is what we do every morning, but get away with more than we normally get away with because nobody's here? There's nobody listening because everybody's out of town?
Channel 93.3 and Fake Skateboards have teamed up to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to GrindwellPark.com or the What's Up page on Area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's Skate Contest Series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Comcast high-speed internet, may I help you?
Comcast, thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you. Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary.
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. Present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. It's still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
You're prepared to travel today for the Thanksgiving holidays. Please be careful out there on the roads. All right, now normally every morning at this time... Oh, and let me tell you what we got coming up this morning. At 7:30, we'll talk to Kathy Hazuri. She is the executive director at the Colorado chapter of the ACLU. We'll talk to her about Tom Tancredo, but more importantly, we'll talk to her about the Denver 3, which has now made news all over the country. There was an article yesterday in the New York Times about it. At 8 o'clock, we're going to talk to Senator Joan Fitzgerald, president of the Senate, and this Republican group, which I would like to find out about where their funding comes from, which is trying to get her ousted, claiming that she's already served enough terms. So we'll see what she has to say. Plus, I'll ask her the obligatory question, which she's already said no to, which is, will you run for governor? Which she will say no. And by the way, speaking of running for governor, a really nice lady named Christina, and I'll mention this throughout the morning, Christina sent me an email, It says, hello, there is a draft Andrew Romanoff campaign underway. And the website is just, the guy, whoever put this up, just put it up, and we're gonna try to get him on the program to talk about it. Anyway, if you want to go see the draft Andrew Romanoff website, go to www.draftromanoff.com. That's draftromanoff.com. And she says, this upsets me since I was about to build a website for this purpose. She said, thanks and have a great day and a happy Thanksgiving. So, if you want to point your web browser this early in the morning to draftromanoff.com, please feel free to do so. And you know what? Well, I mean, I don't have to say please feel free to do so. Just go ahead and do it. And then, well, you know, what will happen is we'll try to get the guy on, and at least we've got some movement going to draft Andrew Romanoff, even though we had a pretty lively discussion about Romanoff versus Ritter here the other morning. Next week, starting on Monday, this will be the only local portion of the show between 6 and 7. After 7, I'm again sitting in for Jerry Springer. So that'll be a national show. Jerry must be very, very hard up, but they want me to do it again. And then we're also going to do it the week of December the 19th. So that's happening next week, starting on Monday. All right, normally I start out the morning here with Iraq. And I know there's a lot of you out there who probably go, oh, come on, Jay, there's so many other things going on. Why do you harp on this subject? And I do because it's so much in the news. But I got something I thought I'd bring in and read to you. Yesterday we had Paul Waldman on for Media Matters for America. I have told you time and time again that you should go to their website, MediaMattersForAmerica.org. Or maybe it's MediaMatters.org. Anyway, do a Google search on that, and you'll find it. It's MediaMatters.org is what it is. And they send out these emails every single day. You usually get about four or five of them, maybe six of them if they're really busy. And in the six emails, you know, they'll tell you what the right wing is saying, and then they debunk what the right wing is saying. So here's the latest one, and I saw this yesterday and thought, man, I gotta bring this in and read it. Pat Robertson, right, Mr. 700 Club. I mean, this guy, his brain. I don't know what lamppost it's tied around, but he's not. This thing's not operating in reality, his brain. Robertson falsely claimed that Justice Ginsburg believed in polygamy, prostitution, and consent at the age of 12. On November 21st edition of Christian Broadcasting Network CBN, the 700 Club, host Pat Robertson, founder of the Christian Coalition, claimed that Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg believed in polygamy, legalized prostitution, and lowering the age of consent to 12. Robertson's comments were an apparent reference to a 1974 report that Ginsburg co-authored when she was general counsel for the American Civil Liberties Union. But contrary to Robertson's assertion in the report, she did not express a personal belief on any of the three issues. Rather, she stated only that it's arguable that prostitution is protected under the Constitution. And, you know, she's not the first person to say this. I've run across other people who have made this argument. And, you know, really, when you think about this, if it wasn't for HIV... and other sexually transmitted diseases, and for the terrible exploitation that women go through. If a woman wanted to go out and sell her body, what business is that of the government? Now, is that too libertarian of a stance, and am I going to start getting emails now from people who are going to start climbing all over me? But seriously, she did not express personal belief on any of the three issues. Rather, she stated only that it's arguable that prostitution is protected under the Constitution, and that legislation restricting the rights of bigamists or persons cohabitating with more than one person appeared to violate the Constitution. She took no position regarding the age of consent. And Robertson made the comments in response to a recent revelation that Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito wrote back in 1985 that the Constitution does not protect the right of an abortion. Following a report on a recent statements by leading Senate Democrats regarding the possibility of mounting a filibuster against Alito, here's what Robertson had to say. I wish I could do his voice, but I can't. I think Democrats are blowing smoke on this one. I don't think that the group of 14 senators is going to go along with a filibuster. What are the extraordinary circumstances? The fact that 20 years ago on a job application, he, Alito, said that these were his views, and he goes before the committee and he says, well, I've moderated my views over the last 20 years. How are they going to filibuster him? But look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The stuff she believed in was absolutely outlandish. You know, polygamy, legalized prostitution, legalizing the age of consent dropped to 12, and on and on. And the Republican Senate confirmed her almost unanimously. I mean, you know, I've talked about the right wing You know, no wonder these people don't know the truth, because they don't know what the truth is. And what ends up happening is people like Pat Robertson, like Sean Hannity and others, Rush Limbaugh, you people, in the right wing media, they end up lying. They end up lying on a continuous basis to their listeners, so that their listeners don't know and have no idea what the truth is. I mean, they just don't know. Because if you get up every single day and that's all you listen to, and I know we got people who listen to this radio station, and they at least scan the dial, because I get emails from them about what's going on the other radio stations. I mean, those people never scan the dial, I don't think. So, in other words, everything that's told them from the war in Iraq and the lies I gave you yesterday about Congress saw the same intelligence, to what Pat Robertson says, these robots who are glued to the 700 Club, who hear this about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and they go, oh yeah, that's right. This Ruth Bader Ginsburg must believe in prostitution and polygamy. Now, it's 6:17, 17 after 6. I got a couple of more of these I got to read. And to be thankful, at least I'm not doing Iraq right off the bat. But these things are so, and I'm thinking about bringing these in on a regular basis and reading them, because they're so eye-opening about these right-wingers and the right-wing media and what goes on. By the way, did anybody see Keith Olbermann last night at the very end of the show? It seems that Robert Novak has got into a fight with some guy on a first-class airplane flight from Washington, D.C. to Chicago. And Olbermann had it with his puppet theater, but he also had Janine Garofalo on. And I thought she did a marvelous job. She's cute. No bigger than a minute, Janine Garofalo, and very smart. And you can hear her nights here on AM 760 on the Majority Report with Sam Cedar. Okay, 6:18, 18 minutes after 6. You want to call in and comment about any of this stuff, go ahead. 303-713-7600. The phones are always open to you. And I got more of this stuff coming up, including some stuff that Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson, just tons of late model clean used cars, and a lot of SUVs too, and a lot of economy cars, and they just got a ton of stuff out there, and all that stuff is just great looking. And you know, every automobile, and I talk about this a lot because it's important, every car comes with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. So get out there to see the fine folks at Rockies, because they're really good people. It's a great place to buy a car. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and you get more bang for your buck out there. And I know this in this day and age, we've talked about this together, about cynicism. And I know when you talk about a car dealership, there is a lot of cynicism involved. But you know something? They'll knock that cynicism right down, because they're dedicated to giving you the service and the respect that, you know, you demand, because it's your money. So check out Rockies Autos. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and you can check them out on the Internet at rockiesautos.com.
49, Joseph A. Bank, Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Colorado Springs, and now open in Loveland.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
6:23, 23 minutes after 6 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. Sunny with a high today of around 67. Happy Thanksgiving to you. All right, 303-713-7600 if you want to comment on any of this stuff. And there's a lot of stuff to talk about this morning, but I wanted to give you some of these. And I'm thinking about doing it almost every morning at this time, because I can't talk about Iraq every single day. I think you get burned out on that, even though to me that's the most pressing issue going on nationally. Okay, here's another one. Limbaugh and Carlson falsely claimed Marine referenced by Representative Schmidt is serving in Iraq. You know what? If this woman, this Jean Schmidt, Mean Jean Schmidt, if she wasn't embarrassed, I don't know what embarrassment is. First of all, it comes out yesterday that she didn't know that John Murtha was a Vietnam vet, even though during all of that debating that was going on in the House of the floor, in the floor of the House of Representatives, they kept mentioning that he was a 37-year veteran and a Vietnam vet who was wounded. And she's oblivious to this. But anyway, on November 21st, on his nationally syndicated radio show, Rush Limbaugh, you people, pass me an OxyContin. Pharmaceutical update. And MSNBC host Tucker Carlson defended Representative Gene Schmidt's controversial comments regarding Representative John P. Murtha. by falsely claiming that Colonel Dan Bopp, or Bupp, the Marine reservist whom Schmidt purported to quote, is currently serving in Iraq. I mean, you know, you got to laugh. In fact, Bopp, a Republican, is currently serving in the Ohio State House of Representatives and is a colonel in the Marine Reserves. And Media Matters for America has found no evidence to support that he ever served in Iraq. And Bopp, of course, had denied making the comments that Schmidt attributed to him. On his November the 21st radio show, Limbaugh played an audio clip of Schmidt's original comments, including her statement that Bopp is the Ohio representative from the 88th District in the House of Representatives. Limbaugh proceeded to defend Schmidt's statement, falsely claiming that a United a United States Marine on the ground in Iraq had the guts to get the message to Democrats in the House of Representatives. Limbaugh added, "But you notice here, folks, here's this Marine who gets quoted by this congressperson and gets his quote right on the floor of the House. Cowards cut and run. Marines never do. And all hell broke loose, and I wonder why." I mean, is Limbaugh out there? And similarly, the same thing happened on November the 21st edition of MSNBC's The Situation with Tucker Carlson. Carlson responded to a guest, an Air America radio host, Rachel Maddow, a criticism of Schmidt, by falsely stating that Schmidt was quoting an active-duty Marine currently serving in Iraq, whose opinion has some weight. And Tucker Carlson said, "Well, you know what? It's because people on the left have no respect for Marines in uniform serving in Iraq." But once again, this guy Bupp is not serving in Iraq. And a November 22nd Cincinnati Inquirer article noted that he has served the Marine Corps reserved for 27 years, including 3 years on active duty. However, and then his campaign site, Bupp's campaign site for 2004, says when he first was elected to the Ohio House, it contains a biography that details of his military service include a reference to Iraq. But Bupp's biography does note that in 2003, he served on a J-3 staff at the United States Command in Tampa under Florida General Tommy Franks in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Should I read you the quotes from Limbaugh? Should I read that? Or is this getting to be too much? Here's Limbaugh. "I think they're all cowards. I think that they get very defensive here. And let me play this audio soundbite for you. This is Jean Schmidt. She's a freshman congressperson from Ohio. And this is from Friday on the House floor. She's the one who defeated Paul Hackett in the recent special election in Ohio. And this is how it happened. This is how it went down on Friday on the floor of the House." Then he plays the Schmidt comments, which I'm sure you've all heard. Right? And then Limbaugh comes back and says, "A United States Marine on the floor, on the ground in Iraq, had the message to the Democrats in the House of Representatives. Cowards cut and run." You know, and it's tragic. I mean, it really is, and I guess I shouldn't be laughing so hard at all of this. And maybe it's the wrong thing to laugh about it at 6:28, 28 minutes after 6. But, you know, there once again, I mean, is a perfect example where the right wing, where these reactionaries on radio, in the leadership of the right, they never get their facts right. They lie on a continuing basis. They do it with a straight face. And if it wasn't for organizations like Media Matters, no one would come forward and no one would challenge them. No one would come forward and say, you know what, that's not true. And because Air America is now out here, and stations like AM760's Progressive Talk, I mean, we get on the air, as I did yesterday, with the Dick Cheney nonsense, and we read this stuff and we challenge them. And we bring up the fact that these people are not playing with a full deck when it comes to giving you the facts. So I wanted to come in this morning, I wanted to read those things to you. And they keep track of everything. I mean, I just, to quote the Bush administration, I just cherry-picked the intelligence off of that. I mean, I got a lot of other things from about the Washington Post, the New York Times. And when you start reading this stuff, you realize that there's really no liberal media. And that a lot of this right-wing stuff makes its way into the mainstream media, and the mainstream media just goes ahead and parrots it out, and they never check anything out. And they're basically, for the most part, lazy. with the exception of a few people out there who do go the extra mile, who do try to ferret out what's going on, and who don't fall, you know, for the conservative line without trying to figure out what's going on. All right, it's coming up on 6:30 here. 303-713-7600 if you want to talk about this. I got this Bush intelligence thing that I should read that came out yesterday. I don't know if Big Ed had it. I was listening to part of Big Ed's show yesterday, but he was talking about GM and the car industry and the 30,000 jobs being lost there. And I got something else here, too. If you find yourself in favor of the death penalty, which I am not, I got something about this horrendous story in Texas about this guy who was wrongly executed. So we got a bunch of stuff coming up this morning here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Hope you will stick around. It's 6:30 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic now from Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Things are starting to pick up on the highways. I want you in some trouble. Stop on I-25. Now have a center lane crash just before the turnpike. That's slowing you down coming out of the Thornton North Glen area. Once you get by that, have another one waiting for you southbound I-25 right around 6th Avenue. I-70 slows in both directions now on your approach to I-25, and if you're headed over to DIA, still looking pretty good on Pena Boulevard, and there's plenty of parking available at the airport. At 225, move along fine.
Channel 93.3 and Fake Skateboards have teamed up to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to GrindwellPark.com or the What's Up page on Area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's Skate Contest Series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
Recently, we at Comcast High-Speed Internet raised our speed to a blistering 6 megs. However, in the case of Mark McKenzie, we may have made it a little too fast.
Well, I was ripping around online with my new 6-meg Comcast High-Speed Internet, and I decided to send a video mail to my buddy Steve because his DSL was so slow. And I was like, yesterday's technology.
You dissed your friend.
Yeah, and then I was like, video mail and Photoshop are included free with my service, not yours.
So true.
But then he signed up, and now he's got 6 megs of speed and all the great features.
You got no more smack to throw down?
No.
Well, there you have it. Faster than DSL, cool features. No wonder more people choose Comcast.
Because I couldn't keep my fat mouth shut.
Sign up now and get the first month free. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Married. Mr. and Mrs. Smith on DVD, November 29th, rated PG-13. Get your copy on November 29th.
They're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on this strip. Call 866-98-VEGAS. That's 866-98-VEGAS.
Bacon, eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:34, 26 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. High today of around 67, with plenty of sunshine. Happy Thanksgiving to you. We'll be off tomorrow for Thanksgiving Day, and then we'll be back on what they call Black Friday. And if you're traveling today, please be extremely careful. You know, talking about the media, too, I know Ed Schultz had this story yesterday, but I want to repeat it, and I've seen this ad. You probably have seen it, too, if you watch CNN, the one opposing Samuel Alito. Well, Fox News is refusing to air the ad critical of Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito, citing its lawyer's contention that the spot is factually incorrect. Do you buy that? A spokesman for the group sponsoring the ad said the network's decision reflects political rights effort to shield President Bush's choice for the high court. The ad says that as an appellate court judge, Alito ruled to make it easier for corporations to discriminate, even voted to approve the strip search of a 10-year-old girl, which is absolutely true. Referring to the document, Alito wrote in 1985, while seeking a job in the Reagan administration, Alito as saying that the Constitution does not protect the right to an abortion. Now, the groups backing the ad include the Alliance for Justice, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights, People for the American Way, and abortion rights groups. Makes you want to go out and join all of them. Of course, Bush nominated Alito to replace Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, who's retiring. But Fox won't run the ad. I don't know, political bias? I mean, the facts in it are true. They just don't want to offend their audience. That's what it is. Sad. See, that's another example. And, you got to know there are right-wingers out there, there are neocons out there, that's all they do is watch Fox. And you got to have a big S detector, man, to watch Fox. Because that stuff is really brutal. And a lot of it is really twisted. And one of the things that Fox used to do during the presidential campaign, which I noticed, because I was in a position to see both CNN and Fox at that time, was that if John Kerry spoke, Fox only carried a little bit. And then they would cut away. But if George W. Bush spoke, they would practically carry the whole thing. And if you haven't seen that CD, or that DVD rather, called Fox Undercover, hunt up a copy of it and watch it. And it talks about Fox, and it talks about their bias. And it's definitely worth checking out. Because they definitely are biased. And you know what? Once again, those people who watch that stuff, I feel sorry for them because they're encapsulated in that. And they don't realize that there's other things going on and that Fox is not giving them the whole story or even giving them anything close to the truth. All right, here's and I'll repeat this again probably in the 9 o'clock hour because, I don't want to burn up everything here in the first hour. But some of this stuff is so important, and I feel like I just got to get it out, right off the top of the bat. This was in the National Journal yesterday. Listen to this. Murray Wass writes this, by the way. 10 days after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, President Bush was told in a highly classified briefing that the U.S. intelligence community had no evidence linking the Iraqi regime of Saddam Hussein to the attacks and that there was scant credible evidence that Iraq had any significant collaborative ties with al-Qaeda, according to government records and current and former officials with first-hand knowledge of the matter. The information was provided to Bush on September the 21st, 2001, during the president's daily brief, a 30 to 45-minute early morning national security briefing. Information for the PDBs, has routinely been derived from electronic intercepts, human agents, and reports from foreign intelligence services, as well as a more mundane sources, such as news reports and public statements by foreign leaders. One of the more intriguing things that Bush was told during the briefing was that the few credible reports of contacts between Iraq and al-Qaeda involved attempts by Saddam Hussein to monitor the terrorist group. Saddam viewed al-Qaeda, as well as other theocratic radical Islamic organizations, as a potential threat to his secular regime. And at one point, analysts believe, Saddam considered infiltrating the ranks of al-Qaeda with Iraqi nationals or even with Iraqi intelligence operatives to learn more about its inner workings. The September 21, 2001 briefing was prepared at the request of the president, who was eager in the days following the terrorist attacks to learn all that he could about any possible connection between Iraq and al-Qaeda. Okay, you know what? All right, do you need any more proof here that these people twisted the intelligence? What more do you need? And I'll tell you something what's going to happen here. The Senate, and this is both parties of the Senate, and the Senate Intelligence Committee, are trying to get a hold of this PDB. And they're trying to get a hold of a bunch of other PDBs to find out what the president knew and what was going on. And what do you think the White House's response to that's been? Take a guess, and the first one doesn't count. No, they won't turn the stuff over. They won't turn the stuff over. Now, you know Dick Cheney can stand up there all he wants, and all these Republican flacks can stand up all they want, and all these right-wing people can stand up, and these right-wing talking heads can stand up and say what they want, but the fact of the matter is, there it is. A key presidential brief, the president's daily brief, tells them that there's no connection. Yet this administration, including Dick Cheney, went on there and claimed that there was. They went on all over the media to sell us into the war. I mean, how much more do you need here? How much more proof? I know, Jay, you go on and on every morning about this. But to me, you know what? This is the biggest sham going of all time. And we have paid with it with our sons and daughters. And it's wrong. And this administration needs to be held accountable. And one of the things that John McCain wants to do is interview all of the people who are involved. You know, all the people who are in the various offices, all the people who work for the president. But the two people he doesn't want to talk to are President Bush and Dick Cheney. George W. Bush and Dick Cheney. And that's just wrong also. That's John McCain giving these people political cover, and it's disgusting. Joe in Denver. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. I wanted to comment about your about Fox News.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, and I find that I can't believe anybody actually watches it. And when I hear people quote Fox News, you know, and if they actually believe what they report, I really think that we need to do more to get our big three back up to the status that they were, so that we can get the truth out to the people. I mean, I don't know where Fox News came from, and every time I hear them talk, you know, I can only hope that they're not from the public school system.
I don't know. Are you talking about the people who are on Fox?
The people that are on Fox, and even the people that believe them.
Well, you know, it's right. It's owned by Rupert Murdoch, who's a notorious reactionary right winger himself, and then Roger Ailes runs it. Who was the brains at one point behind Limbaugh and also was connected with the Bush administration, and he's a right-wing reactionary. And you know what? They must take some kind of weird oath to go to work there I will be, a reactionary puppet for the administration and the Republican Party in order to have a job. And you know what? That would make me morally sick to have to do that.
Yeah, I really think, yeah, exactly, and I really think we need to do what we can to get ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and we need to get those stations back up so that where they should be, so that they can share, you know, the truth, which is our beliefs, you know. And it's disgusting that I can't believe Fox News still exists and people still watch it.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I don't know why they watch it either. But you know, Media Matters for America spends a lot of time analyzing this stuff, and they do try to put pressure on MSNBC, on CNN, and others. To straighten up. And one of the things that these little bulletins that they send out is at the very end of the email or that they'll send you out, they list the addresses, the email addresses on how to get in touch with these people. Like, you can, you know, email CNN, you can email MSNBC, you can email Chris Matthews at Hardball, you can email Pat Robertson. They give you that information.
Yeah, and I think those stations need to take a stronger stand to show that opposing view that Fox does.
I agree. I don't know why. I don't know why somebody doesn't put on a liberal network.
Well, I think. Well, and that's just it. ABC, NBC, you know, those big stations. They used to be the progressive news, and I don't know what happened to them. We need to get them back to share that.
You know, that's an excellent question about what happened to them. And the next time I have somebody on for Media Matters, and I think next week it's Jameson Fosier on Tuesday. Tuesday morning. You know what? I'll ask him that very question as to what went on. But there's also a couple of books out about this, and I got to do some research. I'll get somebody on who will talk about what has happened to the big three, and also what's happened to the cable networks.
I look forward to hearing something like that. Like I said, they used to be the progressive news. They used to be our news station. And now all of a sudden, because of Fox, they've kind of went to the center.
Yeah.
We need to bring them back to the left.
I agree. We'll get somebody on that, I promise you. Hey, Joe, have a good Thanksgiving.
Hey, you too.
Okay. 6:44, 16 minutes away from 7. You want to comment on the media and their bias? 303-713-7600 you want to talk about. I mean, there's got to be... I mean, you want to talk about Fox, but there are no... you know, there's no liberal bias in the media. I mean, read Eric Altman in The Nation. He talks about this all the time. And there's various other people, and we will get somebody on here. I'll get somebody on to talk about what's happened to the media and to news reporting in this country.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Channel 93.3 and Fake Skateboards have teamed up to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to GrindwellPark.com or the What's Up page on Area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's Skate Contest Series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
I go into a public place, doctor's office or hotel lobby, or it was just in Pueblo last week at the La Quinta Hotel. They always have Fox News on the TV.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of George Orwell's 1984, where, you know, they're always spouting propaganda on TVs everywhere you go. And you're talking about people who watch it by choice. Well, a lot of people are forced to watch it not by choice. So that's one thing. And the other thing, comment I wanted to make is that everybody says, you're saying, well, there is no liberal bias in the media. Well, there used to be a liberal bias in the media. To me, one of the biggest things about being liberal is searching for the truth. And the media used to search for the truth. It doesn't do that anymore.
No, because newsrooms have been cut, and they do it on the cheap, and they accept what's given to them, and they don't challenge it. And how many times have you heard somebody, you know, either on TV or on the radio or in print, they just regurgitate this stuff, and they never bother to look to see, you know, if it's legit or not.
No, but there's a book. It was written by, I think, the psychology professor at the University of Washington. It's called The L Word. I can't remember what his name is. But it describes what liberalism is. Liberalism is the middle. What we call the middle today is over on the right somewhere. You can get this book on eBay if you look for it. But it's a wonderful book. If anybody who reads this and doesn't think they're a liberal, they're just not getting it.
I'll definitely check it out, Gary. It's on my list.
Okay.
All right, brother.
Jay.
You too. You know, I was gonna point out something else too. Oh, you know what? And there's no better example of how the media doesn't check stuff out than the New York Times having to apologize for Judy Miller's terrible, shoddy reporting and believing everything that was given to her by Ahmed Shalabi and the White House. Jennifer in Aurora. Jennifer, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm looking forward to a four-day weekend. Oh,
yeah, lucky you. I got to be back here on Friday.
Sorry to hear that. I wanted to make a comment on a story I heard on the NPR, which I find to be a very good source of information. There was a reporter who had gone to Iraq. He studies casualties of war, pretty much civilian casualties of war, something that nobody really seems to care much about. And he found that there's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people dying over there right now, and more than we can even count, more than we can even imagine. He says that's probably low. And I'm starting to think, seems like we're killing more people by accident than Saddam killed on purpose.
Well, there's a good case to be made for that, and there's also a good case to be made for the fact that the country's so unstable and so close to civil war that a lot of, you know, men, women, and children and civilians are getting killed. And the media in this country, I mean, I could tell you, basically, not the exact count because I haven't seen it in a while, but I can tell you that you could tell how many people, how many Americans, because you can see it, you know, it's on the CNN crawler and it's discussed every once in a while, that over 200,000 or whatever the case, whatever the number is now, 2,065 or 2,300, I can't remember. But that shows up all the time. But what the media never talks about is all of the Iraqis who have been killed. We don't have an accurate count. I mean, I don't think anybody really knows.
No. The way that he made it sound was that it's hard. It's impossible to find out for sure. They have to go around from neighborhood to neighborhood and interview people in the neighborhoods and find out how people have died, how many people have died. Was it an act of war? Was it health? You know, did they die on their own? And then the thing that he said was even harder, he's an American, and we really truly know that Iraqis don't care for Americans too much. And he had to go undercover, make himself look Muslim, and hide in a car and have Iraqi people who were willing to work with him undercover go around and do the work for him. And he said if they ever found out that he was there, they would have killed him. And it was the people. It wasn't the insurgents. It was the people that lived there.
Oh, yeah. So, how can you blame? You know, in a lot of ways, how can you blame him? I saw a thing yesterday on CNN where they were talking about how our military, in a lot of cases, has to fight block by block, and that they don't know who they're dealing with because the insurgents blend in with the rest of the population.
Oh, yeah.
And they had pictures. CNN had this picture of this family standing out in front of their apartment, is what it looked like to me, in a building. And the little girl's got tears in her eyes as the American soldiers are standing there with weapons and trying to figure out if, you know, this is a legitimate family. And the guy's holding a baby. The father looks like he's got a baby in his arms. And they're sitting there questioning him, and they're making the point to CNN that they don't know who's who and that they have to go through this block by block. And can you imagine if you were a little kid? Can you imagine if you're a family and you haven't done anything wrong? You got to have these people firing around you and terrorizing you. You know, no wonder 80% or 85% of those people, according to a British poll, want us to get out. I mean, who can blame them?
I wouldn't blame them either, but thank you so much for taking my call this morning.
Well, Jennifer, thanks for calling in. Thanks for being out there.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too. Okay, talk to you. Let's go to Steve in Aurora. Steve, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, living the dream, man, just living the dream.
There you go.
Hey, I watch Fox News. I watch it because it's laughable. It's the biggest joke on TV. Anybody with half a brain can filter their junk out and just laugh at them. And did you ever notice in the mornings when they have the girls on with the short skirts, their coffee table's low enough so that their legs are showing?
I mean, oh, yeah, that's
how desperate they are.
Yeah, that's that morning show, and I can't remember what they call it, Fox in the Morning or something. And there used to be this woman on there named Edie Hill, and I guess she's gotten married again. I think her maiden name was, her name at one time was Edie Tarbox or something like that. Yeah, she represents family values. Here's somebody who's been divorced and has been remarried three times. And you're right, she gets on there with those short skirts. And, you know, they're you know what, they're peddling sex as much as they are news.
Yeah, there's that Kieran and Allison Camerata. One day Allison had a slit on her skirt that went almost all the way up to her butt. And she says she was laughing about how she didn't know it was there. Well, I seen Kieran one time look at the monitor and seen that a notebook on the coffee table was covering up her leg. She reaches over and shuts the notebook so that her legs are showing.
Yeah.
It just shows how desperate they are.
Yeah, you know something, that you're absolutely correct about that, that they have to. And I've seen features on there, too, that always have to do with girls in bikinis and sex. They push a lot of that stuff. You're absolutely right. Hey, man, thank you. Good observation. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
All right, he's right about that. Of course, John Turk, my producer here, he and I believe that the sexiest woman on TV, and is it okay to talk about that? Because I've been getting a lot of emails from women who and a couple of them accuse me of being sexist. Why, I don't know. But it's all right to talk about who we think is the sexiest woman on television. It's Zane Virgie on CNN. Now, she's on that midday show that's on for an hour or something, that international news. And then she comes back and she's on with Wolf Blitzer in the afternoon and Jack Cafferty on the Situation Room. Now, Wolf basically has no personality. But he does ask tough questions every once in a while. And Jack Cafferty's great. He's blunt and he's very sarcastic. And she does the news and some special features occasionally. And here a couple of weeks ago, she sat in and did the morning show on CNN. Now, we've got the monitors on here, but we have the sound down with the captions type stuff going. Because I can't have the sound on and do the show at the same time. And we sat there all week and just drooled over here, over Zane Virgie. So, you know what, if you, and I love my wife, Mary, but if you, it's all right to look, right? Is that okay? And, if you want to send me an email about being a sexist, I guess I'll just have to own up to it, although I don't think I am one. I just think I have an appreciation of good-looking women.
Just because we're on a diet doesn't mean we can't look at the menu, Jay.
That's exactly right. All right, racist activities prompt a CU rally. We'll talk about, why is there even racism in 2005? And we'll get into that coming up here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. And at 7:30, we'll talk to the ACLU about the Denver 3.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Comcast high-speed internet, may I help you?
Comcast, thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you. Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary.
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. A present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. It's still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Channel 93.3 and Fake Skateboards have teamed up to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to GrindwellPark.com or the What's Up page on Area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's Skate Contest Series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
CBS News. KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Steve Chapin. At a rest stop along the New Jersey Turnpike, where thousands of drivers were up early, many telling me they're trying to beat the Thanksgiving rush. That was the hope for a lot of air travelers, too. CBS's Sharon Alfonsi is at New York's LaGuardia Airport.
One look at this place, and you've got to wonder why anyone would travel the day before Thanksgiving. The lines are long. Just to get through the line to be ticketed and get your bag checked is about an hour, and then security at least another hour, sometimes longer. People are frustrated. A lot of people thought they were going to get here early enough to avoid all this, and they, of course, were wrong.
It's hard to find a seat for last-minute train travelers, like this man in Boston found out.
I couldn't get a ticket to Bridgeport, where I'm supposed to be. And I barely got a ticket to New Haven. There's only a couple spots left.
And a pre-holiday nightmare on Interstate 95 outside Washington thanks to a big tanker fire on this man's rig.
I don't think I really had too much time to think in the morning, get out. I think that's the only way you're going to survive is to just react.
For drivers, the nationwide average for a gallon of regular is $2.29. I'm Steve Kathan, along the New Jersey Turnpike. With more CBS News, here's Frank Setapani.
The Catholic Church is laying down the law on gay men in the priesthood. A new Vatican document says active homosexuals cannot become priests. Men who've clearly overcome homosexual tendencies could still be admitted to seminaries. William Donahue is with the Catholic League.
Any man who has a strong identity as a gay doesn't belong in the Catholic priesthood. That's what they're saying.
A group working to put a stop to gay marriage in Massachusetts says it has twice as many signatures as it needs to put the question to a vote in 2008. The filing deadline is the end of business today. But the proposal would also need the approval of two successive sessions of the state legislature before it could be placed on the ballot. Near Baghdad, gunmen entered the home of a top Sunni tribal leader and killed him, his three sons, and a son-in-law. Grieving family members say the gunmen were wearing army uniforms. The army insists it was not involved. The ongoing violence in Afghanistan has taken the life of another American soldier killed when a roadside bomb hit a resupply convoy. The government is taking steps to keep bird flu or other infectious diseases from spreading to this country. They include new authority to quarantine and treat people arriving here from overseas.
Quarantine station is just one part of a bigger safety net for preventing the introduction of disease, communicable diseases into this country.
Maria Sanchez with the Centers for Disease Control. The company that makes Martin's famous cubed stuffing products is recalling more than 100,000 packages that were mislabeled. The labels don't say that wheat and dairy products may have been used in the mix. That could be trouble for people with allergies. Stuffing was distributed in a dozen states from Florida to Vermont. You can get more information from www.fda.gov. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down a fraction. This is CBS News.
Holiday wishes come in many shapes and sizes, especially on the day after Thanksgiving at Sears. Some are shaped like flat panel TVs. Some are shaped like Craftsman tool sets. Some are shaped like sweaters. Plus, all of these wishes and more are on sale. But the coolest thing is, the doors open at 6 a.m., and the first 200 customers will receive a wish shaped like a $10 reward card. Guess it's a reward for getting up so darn early. The day after Thanksgiving at Sears. Wish big. Limit one reward card per household. Sale ends November 25th, 2005. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The war on terror is no longer halfway across the world.
It's weapons-grade anthrax.
In fact, it's just across the street.
This isn't Chechnya or Jerusalem. It's L.A.
Showtime presents a shocking original television event, Sleeper Cell. The New York Times calls it unlike any other Central, only on Showtime.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we are seeing a busy ride coming out of the Thornton North Glen area, now loaded up south on I-25 from 104th because of a crash in the center lane right around the turnpike. Then get by that, we have two accidents working, one northbound and one south on I-25, both those sitting right around 6th Avenue. I-70 slows in both directions on your approach to I-25, and if you're headed over to the airport, still looking pretty good on Pena Boulevard, plenty of parking available there. And expect about a 10-15 minute wait through security. Now, southbound 225 starting to fill in around Colfax and again Parker Road into the Tech Center. And things are busy now on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, the Turnpike. Going eastbound from Federal over to Pecos and checking out the forecast. Going to be a nice one today with sunny skies, highs in the 60s. We're at 39 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Remember this.
Acevedo giving to Brown. Brown pushes a man. Five. He's there. 62. That's the most points ever given up by the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Friday, the Colorado Buffaloes take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
And automatically reroute you before it's too late. Garmin, the leader in navigation. We'll take you there.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Happy Thanksgiving, and good morning to you. And if you're out there traveling, please be safe. Sunny, a high of around 67, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. J. Marvin here, 303-713-7600. And it's just really good to have you along, and I hope you do have a really good Thanksgiving. We're off tomorrow, but we'll be back on Black Friday with open phones and general mashing of teeth and complaining about shopping. Oh, man. They
well,
say
Jay, let me correct you real quick. We're officially off, but we still have a show tomorrow. It's going to be a best-of show.
Okay. I'll have to look for it later. But I sound like I'm clueless this morning or what? Maybe I'm already on Thanksgiving. All right. Could only happen to me. You know what? I don't think any of us are perfect. I really don't. And if you claim you are, you know you're lying. And we all have our faults. But one of the things I got to tell you, I've never understood. Ever since I've been a little kid, I've never gotten this. And I mean this sincerely. I do not understand racism. I don't understand it at all. And I assume that parents pass it on to their kids. I wonder if, like, you're raised in a household where racism is considered wrong, and then suddenly, like at 16 or 17 or whatever the case may be, you suddenly become racist. I can see you being racist and then figuring out that it's wrong, that it's a con job, and that it's divisive, and that it's not true. I can understand that happening. But I've never been able to understand those people who run around with this kind of racist viewpoint. I've never gotten that. I have been accused of being a racist for sometimes disagreeing with African-American callers or emailers. And once I got into it with Jesse Jackson on the air about some cops, which resulted in Jesse Jackson not talking to me at the Democratic National Convention. I couldn't get an interview. He looked over and said, "Oh, J. Marvin," and just kept walking. But I really don't understand racism. And yesterday, more than 500 students rallied outside a University of Colorado administration building to show support for the recent victims of racist acts on campus. Now, what in the world is going on at CU? The students, along with some faculty members and at least one parent, also called on CU administrators to do more to diversify the campus and make minorities and gays feel more welcome. Now, you know what? The right wing loves to attack diversity classes. Boy, they're all over that. I'm sick and tired of talk, shouted junior Adam Palooka, and I'm quoting here from a Rocky Mountain News story by Sarah Burnett and Bill Scanlon. This guy's a broadcasting major. He says, "I want action." And the impassioned plea prompted a chant of "We want action" from the crowd, which marched from University Memorial Center to the Regent Administration Center shortly after 1 in the afternoon. As they walked along Broadway, many students hoisted signs that read, "Support diversity, stop the hate." Several drivers honked their horns at the group as they passed, prompting cheers from the marchers and chants of "More diversity at CU." And I don't think diversity at CU is bad. Here's what they're asking for, the students' demands. $2.5 million for scholarships aimed at getting more Hispanics and blacks into CU. Now, I don't go to CU, so I don't know what the minority status is there. I haven't seen any figures on it. $2.5 million to support the dozens of CU groups that represent minorities. Mandatory diversity, classes for all students and staff. Would you think that's a bad idea? I don't think it's such a bad idea, do you? Now, the last company I worked for had a diversity day. We had to go to diversity training. I actually found it to be pretty fascinating. And actually had a really good time. I didn't mind doing it at all. Adding 40 minority students to a blue ribbon panel that looks at diversity and how to make all students welcome and bolstering security on the campus. I guess my question for you this half hour, because we're going to be talking to the ACLU coming up at 7:30. But you know, my question to you is, I don't know if I have a concrete question about this. Because as I said before, I don't understand racism. I don't get this. And how do you solve this problem? Now, who's ever sending out these threatening emails at CU? I mean, how do you deal with people who are racist? How do you convince them otherwise? And do diversity classes really work? As I said before, I mean, I had a good time at the diversity class. I wouldn't mind going through it again. I really enjoyed it. I found out a lot of things I didn't know. Not that I came out of there, being highlighted as a racist, but it was a class that talked about not only racism but sexism, and it lasted all day. And it was mandatory that everybody go. So they had a couple of these, so that you could go to them depending on your work schedule. And I had no problem with it at all. 303-713-7600. I'm just wondering what your take is on this. And how do you break through to somebody, and how do you indicate to them that racism is a foolish thing, that it's poisonous, and that it's wrong, and that all men are created equal and should be created equal, and all women too. And this whole thing about targeting out groups of people to ridicule them. And to focus hate on them, whether it's African Americans, Hispanics, gays, lesbians, Muslims. I don't understand it, and I don't understand what is to be gained by it, other than tearing the country apart. And the other thing is cultural insensitivity is another thing I have trouble with. Why are we so pushed in this country? And I'm not saying that you're doing it, but you hear it all over the media, that we all have to be alike, that we all have to have some kind of a common bond. I mean, the common bond is living in the United States of America. I mean, isn't that the common bond? And so the idea that, that another group is less worthy, or that another race is less worthy, and that you're more worthy because you're white, or you're more worthy because you're Christian, and so therefore Muslims aren't worthy. I mean, to me, that's just foolishness. So we have this problem going on at CU, which is a place of higher learning, which we shouldn't have. Now, you can't pull aside every student that comes in there, and you can't cross-examine them as to whether they're racist or not. I mean, you just can't do that. Or sexist, or homophobic. But you can't have diversity classes. But I wonder if those diversity classes, and I'm asking all kinds of questions here, I wonder if these diversity classes even work. I wonder if they get through to people. I wonder if anybody wants to come forward and call me and say, well, something, I went to a diversity class, and I came away with a different point of view. It's kind of like the same thing about the Catholic Church thing that they were running at the top of the hour here on CBS News about gays and homosexuals, and that, you can be a member of the church if you have been able to change your homosexual tendencies. Like, is homosexuality something you're born with, or is it something that you learn? I've always believed that it was something you were born with, not something you learn. And that behavioral modification may get you to hide it, but it'll never get you to change altogether. All right, all the questions are out there. The discussion is wide open. 303-713-7600. I've got two lines open. I can't believe Thanksgiving 2005, which is what we got going here, that we're having these problems at CU, that we're even having to discuss the matter of race, or even sexism, or homophobia. I mean, why can't we get over this stuff? 303-713, come on out. They're going to be giving away 4 packs. You can spin a prize wheel, and then they're going to be giving away 4 packs in the Monster Car Show that's coming here to the metro area. And I'll be out there, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. I'll be spinning that wheel, and everybody's a winner. So come on out. It's Rocky's Autos, home of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. I was out there yesterday, and man, they have got a selection of fine-looking vehicles. Whatever you're looking for, chances are they've got it. And if you need a new minivan for the family, or maybe an SUV, it's a great place to go. Or if you want a compact car, if you want a small car, good gas mileage type vehicle, they've got those as well. And every car, I talk about this all the time because it's important. Every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And every car is emission tested and ready to go. These are great cars. Mary and I got a great car out there about 4 months ago, 5 months ago. And John Turk, who produces the show, bought a car there. And they're just good people. And they're good people to do business with. Check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com, where you can not only see the inventory, but you can also pre-qualify for a car loan. Or just go out there and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and tell them J. Marvin sent you, and they'll treat you right.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Recently, we at Comcast High-Speed Internet raised our speed to a blistering 6 megs. However, in the case of Mark McKenzie, we may have made it a little too fast.
Well, I was ripping around online with my new 6-meg Comcast High-Speed Internet, and I decided to send a video mail to my buddy Steve because his DSL was so slow. And I was like, yesterday's technology.
You dissed your friend.
Yeah, and then I was like, video mail and photo show are included free with my service, not yours.
So true.
But then he signed up, and now he's got 6 megs of speed and all the great features.
You got no more smack to throw down?
No.
Well, there you have it. Faster than DSL, cool features. No wonder more people choose Comcast.
Because I couldn't keep my fat mouth shut.
Sign up now and get the first month free. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
This is a special public announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio. A $250 value. Now isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
Channel 93.3 and Fake Skateboards have teamed up to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to GrindwellPark.com or the What's Up page on Area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's Skate Contest Series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
60. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 719, 19 minutes after 7. Happy Thanksgiving. Sunny and high of around 67. Best of show tomorrow. And then we'll be back on Friday morning here. We're talking about what went on at CU yesterday with the 500-strong student protests, protesting the racist events that have gone on at the CU campus. This is the deal where... the Denver-based leader of a white supremacist group said some of its members, who are CU students, distributed flyers because they felt that they had been falsely accused of sending an email. CU official and campus police were investigating who sent the messages. These were racist messages. We talked about this, I think, about like a month ago. Student leaders said that they know that CU administrators can't be expected to stifle every hateful thought springing from the minds of some of the 28,000 students. But, you know, they would like most people at CU, and most people at CU have good hearts. But those of goodwill must take a strong stance against racism. Oh, and an African-American guy called, and this is typical. You know, and this goes for my email, too. Send me an email, don't sign it. You know what? 9 times out of 10, no response. But this guy, this African-American guy called up, and he didn't want to stay on, obviously, because he didn't want to have to debate the topic. So he slinked off, a la Gene, Mean Gene Schmidt type of stance, and he said, well, you know, gays and African-Americans have nothing in common because African-Americans were born that way. Like, gay people choose to be gay. Why would you choose a life of condemnation and misery? And I've never seen a scientific study to ever back up. Only these religious, phony, you know, Fox scientific studies. All right, let me go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Yes, Paul, what can I do for you?
Hey, listen, you know, I know that God made me perfect, and he made you perfect, too, and he made us all perfect. It's just that we screwed it up as we progressed along in our, as we evolved through our lives, you know?
Thank you, Billy Graham.
But racism and sexism, you know, we've made a lot of progress since the 60s and 70s, and Martin Luther King, and I think it's just going to take time. I think, like anything, it takes time. It takes time to change people's attitudes and opinions and thoughts and the way they were raised. And
yeah, but I think that argument's fine unless you're a victim of this stuff. If you're a victim of this stuff, then your patience runs thin, and you're tired of this argument about how it takes time. And I don't understand here in the year 2005, with all the media we've got going on here, with all the information that's exchanged around, granted some of it, not very credible, like what goes on right-wing talk radio and Fox and stuff like that, but I mean, and everyday learning experiences and just bumping into people, why there are individuals out there. You know, this guy in Denver is a member of a white supremacist group. What's up with that? You know, what is up with that kind of thinking? I mean, you know, how low does that guy's knuckles have to drag?
Exactly. I mean, I agree with you totally. And I give all the minority students or students of color such great credit to go to schools like the University of Colorado. When I was living in Boulder until I moved to Denver, and I'd go to athletic events, and I'd think to myself, God, how it must be just unbelievable for these students, especially students like on the football team, and that a lot of them come out of inner cities, and to be going to a school at CU that it's all about money, and so I just give them so much credit, but they're the ones making the change. Those are the ones that are the leaders among young people at colleges that go to those kind of universities and make the kind of demands those students were making yesterday. So I just give them so much credit for what they did yesterday. And all their demands are just, they ought to be met, because I think they're very reasonable. But it's like all...
Yeah, but I don't want to hear that it's just going to take time. And now I have this thought about maybe what we ought to do is we ought to have diversity classes in grade school.
Uh-huh.
What about that idea?
Well, I know when I took my diversity class in Minnesota, I moved to Minnesota, and before I become certified to become a teacher, I had to take a diversity class, and I learned a lot when I took it, like you said, when you took yours. And so, you know, I think it's a good thing that's taught in classrooms about people of color and their different cultures, and, you know, I think it's a good idea.
All right, Paul. Appreciate the call. Happy Thanksgiving, man.
All right, Jay. You too.
All right. Talk to you.
Yeah.
Let's go to Laverne in Denver. Laverne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Happy Turkey Day almost.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you, Laverne.
I've got a couple comments. What happened to our liberal press was Ronald Reagan, the great communicator. I mean, everybody practically kissed his butt, and there went any sort of true investigative news that we, you know, ever hope to have, because they just wiped everything clean with him. It didn't matter about the Iran-Contra affair, and they just let him all shucks his way through everything. So anyway, that's my comment on that. As far as racism goes, I grew up, I'm your age, I'm 53, grew up in New Jersey. My grandmother was from Virginia, and she told me horrible stories about lynchings and seeing black people beaten to pulps, and of course she always used the N-word because that was common back then. So I grew up hearing that word, and I don't care for it myself. My second husband is black, and so I think I've sort of overcome that thing.
But, yeah, I'd say so.
But anyway, the thing of it is that I remember when I was, I remember 1964 when the Fair Housing Act was passed, and I remember looking up at my dad and saying, why did they have to pass a law like that? And he said, because people can't buy homes where they want to. And in fact, the town that we lived in, we didn't know at the time, because that's not what we were looking for, but it, at the time it had a covenant against black people purchasing a home in that community. And we had, there was a family, the street, Ava Street, I'll never forget her, wonderful girl. Her father, they were a well-to-do family. Her father had a white lawyer buy their house. And so that they overstepped that line. And this was back in the, early mid-60s. And so, and I never understood, it still strikes me that it's weird that people can't purchase homes where they want to.
Well, yeah, that's that old, so, they get into that whole thing, too, about redlining. That's another point.
So I grew up thinking this is wrong. This is not right, that people have to hide who they are in order to purchase a home, that they can't buy a home where they want to. I remember seeing the tires around people in South Africa, seeing burning tires around people's necks, and it's not just black people either. One of the reasons I've become more pro-Palestinian over the years is because of seeing some of the actions of the Israelis against Palestinian children.
Yeah, you're right about that. Some of those acts have been definitely wrong.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate the call, Laverne.
Yep.
And have
bye
a good
bye.
Thanksgiving.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I'd like to take the big picture approach on the race issue.
Okay, go ahead.
I saw some, some PBS documentary-type stuff not too long ago. The geneticists, they don't have to just dig up bones and artifacts anymore. They can sort of study human history by way of genetics now. I don't understand exactly how that works, but anyway, I heard from a couple different places that two things that I think are real interesting. 75,000 years ago, there was a huge volcano in the Far East that wiped out a lot of life and wiped out almost all the people in the world. There were something like 10,000 people left in the world alive after this volcano eruption. So everybody alive now is descended from these small population, and they can also study the migration routes out of Africa and trace exactly how these things went out and where everybody came from. And basically you can trace all the routes back to those Kalahari Bushmen, those guys in the God's Must Be Crazy movie that talk with the weird
people. Yeah, right.
Those guys, and you can, when you look at their faces, you can tell. They look a little black, they look a little Asian, they look a little white. They got everything in their faces. It's really kind of amazing. And to make a long story short, we are one big family. The differences between the races are just family resemblances, I mean, the most distantly related people on this planet are 20th cousins.
And if I had time to get into this, I would, and maybe I'll do it after we talk to Kathy Hazari, who's the executive director of the Colorado chapter of the ACLU, which is coming up next. We all, and maybe it's human nature, but we all have to have somebody to hate. Isn't that weird? We all have to have somebody to hate. And maybe that's something we ought to focus in on. Dave, I got to run. I got to get the traffic. Thanks, man. Great call.
Thank you.
Okay. Coming up on 7:30 here at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. This hour's $1,000 name is Randy Pike of Denver. Cash just for being a loyal listener to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at am760.net. Coming up next, Kathy Hazari, executive director of the Colorado chapter of the ACLU. We'll talk about Tom Tancredo and the Denver 3. And right now we'll get progressive traffic from Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are stacking up on the highways. Good news is earlier accidents on I-25, those have been cleared out of your way. Now just seeing a busy ride in both directions as you make your way into downtown and through QX. Now, southbound 225 will bunch it up from Parker Road right into the Tech Center. And if you're off to catch a flight at DIA, sun glare definitely an issue for you. Eastbound on I-70, so you want to have those shades handy. Expect about a 10-15-minute wait through security. And we're getting word that the east and west economy lots, they're full, but you can park in the garage. Now around town, we're busy on Arapahoe, Broadway, and Bayside. Eastbound on the Turnpike, a little slow between Federal and Pecos. And checking out the forecast.
110-plus point inspection and reconditioning process will help you forget what used car problems are. GM certified, no worries.
Of course, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. And then you've got Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa coming up. And if you're having family over, the last thing you want is to have a dirty carpet. I mean, a dirty carpet is embarrassing. And there's a great deal out there to get your carpets clean. It's a Superior Carpet. They have a great deal. Superior Carpet will clean three rooms and a hallway in your home for only $125. You heard me right. Denver's premier carpet cleaning company is offering to clean three rooms and a hallway for only $125. And you get the same great service and the same great quality that you would expect from a place like Superior Carpet Care. Mary and I use them, and they are great. Superior Carpet Care is a family-owned business. They care about your home. They're really, really good at doing it right. So no matter who you've used before, you got to try Superior Carpet Care because you'll see and feel the difference in your carpets. And you'll have them back again because they're that good. And for $125 for three rooms and a hallway, you just can't beat the price to go along with their superior work. So if you get the holidays coming up here, I mean, they're here. You know, Thanksgiving tomorrow. And then we got Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa coming up. You're going to have family over. Man, don't let them see your carpets, that they're dirty. It's embarrassing. So if you need your carpets or air ducts cleaned, take my recommendation, and I do highly recommend it, and so does Mary. Call Superior Carpet Care at 3...
Traffic and more time. Northwest Parkway, your quickest route to the airport, shopping, Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. Get info at nwpky.org.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:34, 26 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Sunny today, high of around 67. Jay Marvin along with you, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and it's nice to have you along this morning. All right, let's go to the phone and talk to Kathy Hazari, Executive Director at the Colorado Chapter of the ACLU. And Kathy, good morning, and good to have you back on the program.
Well, thanks a lot for inviting me.
Oh, yeah, you bet. All right, let's talk about a couple issues here. First of all, Congressman Tom Tancredo,
right,
was supposed to meet, or did meet, I guess, with a group of religious representatives, and I believe they were from all religions. And they wanted him, I guess, to tone down his rhetoric, and he basically blew them off. Correct?
Yes, that is that's correct. They couldn't agree on language. Representative Tancredo wanted some language in there that was unacceptable to the Interfaith Alliance.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to put you on the spot, but what's wrong? But I'm going to. What is wrong with this guy?
You know, I think, I don't know, quite honestly.
I mean, how could you have a disagreement over? I mean, what language would be in there that you would find that you would say, "Oh, I can't say that." I can't agree to that.
Well, I think it was language about immigration itself that people of faith that met with him really found unacceptable. All I know really about that is what I've read in the papers about that meeting. But evidently, they thought they were going to have come out with a good, sound policy and statement, and Tancredo threw a monkey wrench into it.
You know, immigration is a legitimate question facing this country, and there are all kinds of solutions, and there's all kinds of, people. Everybody has a plan from the governor of Colorado, Bill Owens, and a few other congressmen on a national basis who want to build a wall, from like basically Tijuana all the way across. And they think that that's going to do the job. And then there's others who want aliens, illegal aliens deported. And and then there's the McCain-Kennedy bill. And then there's a bill proposed by John Kyle, I believe. And I can't remember who the other John is that's a senator. That they've got one, and I guess the Bush administration is going to roll one out during the State of the Union, or going to talk about one. But there's no need to demonize people.
And that's the biggest problem, really, is you're right. Immigration is a problem in this country. And if you want to find a solution, there are lots of solutions. And some of them may actually work, like maybe increasing the economy or improving the economy in some of the countries where we're having the undocumented immigrants coming from. Because they're not coming here because they would rather live in North America. You know, that's not the issue. The issue is they're coming here to make a better life for their family that they've left behind. So the issue is, you know, whatever you're going to do, if you want to find a solution, is one thing. But once the people are here, there's no sense in trying to make them the scapegoat for all of the problems in the United States. We've done this every time there's been an immigration movement. Every time we've had large numbers of immigrants come to the United States, whether they were documented or undocumented, they've always been the scapegoats.
Oh yeah, sure. The Chinese, we used to cut off their pigtails, and
the Irish. I mean,
yeah.
It's always been a problem.
Yeah, that's one that it doesn't make the demonizing of people doesn't make sense to me. I mean, fixing the situation makes a lot of sense.
Sure.
And I think we ought to put everything on the table and examine all plans on how to do this.
Right.
And it's a very complicated issue. And you're right, it's an economic issue. And but demonizing people like Tancredo does. You know, even Muslims. I like that comment about bombing mosques and all that stuff. Where is that coming from?
I think the man's a xenophobe.
You think that's what it is?
That's all I can think of. I mean, why would you use such rhetoric? Unless he figures that's the best way for him to get to the White House, I just can't imagine any other reason.
Well, he's got no chance at that. I mean, even if he does run, he's not going to. I mean, that's not going to happen. I mean, he has no chance of making it.
You and I know that, but I don't think he does.
All right, let me switch to a couple other topics. This one I'm just going to throw in, which I know we didn't tell you we were going to talk about, but I just want to get your feeling about it. How about Jose Padilla, who this government held for 3.5 years, and then, 3.5 years with limiting access of his lawyers, claiming that he was an enemy combatant, holding him in a Navy brig, and now suddenly yesterday they're going to reduce the charges. They're going to charge him with something else, even though he faces life in prison, and they're going to turn him over to the Justice Department. And it's not going to be, I mean, they're not going to have the enemy combatant situation. I mean, what is wrong with this administration and holding people for years and years before they make a decision on what to do with them?
It's outrageous. If it took them 3 years to find something to charge him with, you know that they worked very, very hard because they don't want to have to comply with the Supreme Court decision that Padilla was entitled to access to an attorney and to his family and should be treated like any other prisoner. It's mind-boggling.
And had they tried to, you know, the word I hear is had they tried to take it to the Supreme Court, they would have gotten beaten.
I think they would have. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons. I mean, it's obvious that they're trying to eliminate the enemy combatant language when it applies to U.S. citizens, because otherwise it would be taken to the Supreme Court, and they would lose. I feel very sure that that would be the case. I mean, that is certainly, it's still possible to take the problem to the Supreme Court on the basis of a continuing problem, a continuing threat, and that is the overzealous exercise of presidential power. That is something that I think his defense attorneys can certainly still take to the Supreme Court because it's more than likely going to continue to happen. So this sort of continuing injury theme could still get the issue to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, this is kind of a power that the president took upon himself and appointed himself to have this power.
Yes.
And it's, you know, it's absolutely, you're right. I mean, and the rest of the world must shake their heads looking at us because we're no better than the people we criticize when it comes to this kind of stuff. I'm not saying the people that we have at Guantanamo, I'm not saying the people, you know, that we capture, I'm not saying they're good people. That's not the point I'm making.
Right.
But it's always been an American tradition that regardless of who you are, you had a right to a swift and speedy trial and the right to representation, and to hold people in limbo, to me, is ridiculous.
No, I agree with you, and I agree as well. I have no idea whether the people in Guantanamo are guilty or not guilty of acts against the United States, but we don't treat people this way.
Yeah,
we don't treat prisoners this way. We don't. It just goes against all the things that the founders established for the United States.
Absolutely. It's 7:42, 18 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Kathy Hazuri, executive director of the Colorado chapter of the ACLU. Last thing here, the Denver 3.
Right.
Now, they, we knew, you know, the papers report, the media reports, that they finally figured out who the guy was with the earpiece and the badge and that whole thing, and threw those three out. And we're going to talk to one of them later on this morning. This guy's some kind of federal building manager or something. What's up with that? I mean, why doesn't he get reprimanded, and why is the Secret Service reluctant to give out any information?
Well, we'll find out. I mean, we one of the reasons for filing the lawsuit is to find out just who was involved and what authority they had to do to expel these people from a public taxpayer-funded informational meeting by the leader of the country. I mean, this is what it was. And we have some idea who the people are, but we're not sure of all of them. That's why there are some unnamed defendants. So we're hoping that through the legal process of discovery that we'll find out exactly who else was there and what's been going on.
You know, I hate to make this comparison because I know I'll get flack for it, but this is what it kind of reminds me of. You know, George W. Bush only speaks in front of set-up crowds.
Right.
And it kind of reminds me of Kim Sung-il, where they marshal all these people together, these, you know, poor North Koreans who are starving.
Right.
Not to say the people in America, that you know, that all of them are starving, although we do have a percentage of people in this country living in abject poverty,
right.
And they are starving, and a lot of them are kids. But, you know, it seems so set up to me. And to kick some people out on because of a bumper sticker, when they're just going to go there, and they're taxpayers, and they're not going to cause any trouble, I wonder why Americans just can't see through this.
You know, it's very interesting to me. I can't figure that out myself, but I know that there are people who just make an assumption that because one of the plaintiffs had this sticker on her bumper that she was actually going to go in there and cause a problem. Well, so they're sort of making this jump. You were going to cause a problem. So they have the right to kick you out before you cause the problem. You know, this combines two very basic issues. One is freedom of speech, and two, the assumption that you're innocent.
Yeah, until proven guilty.
Until you do something wrong, right.
God, not with this White House.
No, I'm afraid not. I'm afraid that you're absolutely right, that there are many of the constitutional rights that we've enjoyed for hundreds of years that seem to have been ignored.
Yeah. All right, Kathy, thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
As always, the ACLU, number one organization. I'm a card-carrying member and proud of it.
Good, so am I.
All right, thank you, Kathy.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's Kathy Hazuri. She is executive director of the Colorado chapter of the ACLU. 7:45, 15 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Once again, you know, I'm not saying that the people that we have a Guantanamo, that they're, you know, Mary had a little lamb. But you just don't jail people, throw away the key, and give them no right to due process. And as far as the Denver 3 goes, you know, when are people in this country going to wake up to the fact that George W. Bush and his administration and Dick Cheney and the rest of these people, you know what, they'll never appear before people like you and I. You know why? Because they can't stand the heat, and they don't want to be questioned, and they only want a good photo op. A good photo op. That's all they're interested in. And that's not honesty in government. 6:46, 14 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760.
Out the forecast, nice one today. Sunny skies, highs in the mid-60s. We're at 39 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
What time is it?
Oh, honey, I can't sleep.
Oh, George.
I got too much on my mind. Could you sing me that lullaby Mama used to sing? Do it just the way she sung it to me when I was small and scared. Just like
last week, of course, honey. If that life's...
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Want to live it up big at the next Avalanche home game? Go to AmberHomes.com and you could be sitting in their luxury suite at the Pepsi Center. And believe me, it's a nice suite. Just click on the Amber Homes logo on your browser right now, register, and you could be one of the weekly winners. And while you're there, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to AmberHomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again.
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
Channel 93.3 and Fake Skateboards have teamed up to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to GrindwellPark.com or the What's Up page on Area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's Skate Contest Series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
AMC 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Ooh, the birds. 7:51, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sunny, a high of around 67. J. Marvin, world's most famous hypochondriac, which I'm really not, but I'm sneezing this morning for some reason. This is like the second or third time within I don't know how long. And I know my doctor listens to this show. I hope she's not listening this morning, because you're going to think I'm a hypochondriac. So I'm scared to go back to her. All right, we were talking about what went on at CU with the racist activities that prompted a CU rally yesterday, and let's get back to that. And I propose the idea that we always have to have somebody to hate in human nature, and some people make a bigger deal out of it than others. And nobody's more misguided than white supremacists. I mean, they're just totally and completely off the clock. And they must have something in them that makes them inferior. Because that they have to hate other human beings to make themselves feel better. And the racist activities that's going on at CU. And then somebody was passing out these flyers citing crime statistics from the FBI. Which brings in the whole, you know, which brings in the whole question of the judicial system in this country. About fair representation. I mean, so many things that that go on. And, you know, if we're going to have statistics about... crimes by people of color in this country, let's have statistics about corporate crime as well, which costs this country in the long run more money. Let's go to Harry in Boulder. Harry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good, Jay. I'm glad to talk to you again.
Nice to have you on.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. One hot button issue, illegal immigration. There's a lot of issues there, Jay, that are not just right wing or left wing, but they're American issues. And I think a lot of us can agree on that. I come from the conservative right, but I am not a neocon, and I do not support George Bush in any of his measures. As a matter of fact, anything that George Bush wants, I automatically look at with an extremely jaundiced eye, believe me. As far as I'm concerned, we don't have an administration in D.C. We have a criminal cabal, and I think that's something we can agree with, too.
Well, I think that whether they're criminal or not has to be proven. I don't take that right off the bat, but I think there are some things that are not or shouldn't be right versus left. And immigration is something in this country that we have to work out. But you know what? It doesn't make any difference whether they're legal or illegal. You don't demonize them and scapegoat them and go after them in that manner, because that's un-American.
I agree. I don't see any reason to demonize any person. And to me, it's not a ethnic or racial issue. I mean, I don't care if somebody is from Ethiopia or Germany or China or Guatemala. If they're here illegally, they're here illegally. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, but you attack them on the legal part. You don't go after them. And then the other thing about this thing that's going on at CU. I mean, why? It's disgusting to me that in the year 2005 we have this kind of stuff going on.
I know. It so totally is. I see no reason. I mean, we should be Americans first. You hear terms like, okay, and I'm just going to throw out some terms, Afro-American, Mexican-American, and I don't even know if I'm really up to date on all the terms, okay, but how about just being an American? It would be like me saying, well, I'm an English, German, Irish, Czechoslovakian American.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. And if you ever live in a city that's got ethnic diversity, like Mary and I have, like Chicago has got, where you've got Polish Americans and you've got African Americans and you've got Mexican Americans and you've got Puerto Ricans and you've got all kinds of people. There's nothing wrong with identifying with your ethnicity or your religion, and it's what makes America great. Because it's a melting pot, Cuban Americans. I mean, it's a melting pot where everybody can get together and they can preserve the heritages that they bring over here, and that's what builds strong community foundations and family relationships.
And I can agree with that too on almost all points. Let me rephrase that. I agree with you 100% on that. I've lived in other cities, Washington D.C. for 12 years, for example. And I agree with that. Everybody has the right to be able to identify with their previous country or their ethnic. Excuse me, if I'm having trouble saying the word ethnicity, race, culture, religion. I have absolutely no problem with any of that. Okay, I agree with you on all those points. I wished I had a day to go out and celebrate. I don't know what it would be, though, other than maybe, say, 4th of July. Or...
Yeah, I celebrate on the 4th of July, but I'll tell you one thing. I've been, St. Patrick's Day is quite a big thing when I lived in Chicago. And, it always amazes me, people who will bring up the argument, well, why don't they just call themselves Americans? But we have holidays set aside in this country for people's ethnicity, and nothing is bigger one than St. Patrick's Day, which celebrates the Irish. And you know what? The Irish have got a lot. We have a lot to celebrate with the Irish and their influence in this country. And 99.99% of it has been positive. I don't know, man. I'm just one of these people where I just don't fear other people because they may speak a different language or they may be different than me. I like that, and I'm really interested in it. I really like it a lot. Harry, thank you, man. I'm out of time. Have a good day and have a good Thanksgiving.
You too, sir. Thank you.
All right. I really am. And I listen to some of the Hispanic radio stations because I love Bonda music. I really do. But I don't know. I guess I'm just not threatened. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Senator Joan Fitzgerald about this Republican group that's trying to get her ousted. We'll talk to her coming up, and I'll ask her the obligatory question about why she doesn't run for governor. That's coming up. And if you haven't seen the draft Andrew Romanoff site, I'll give you where to go on that coming up, too.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they'll understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Channel 93.3 and Fake Skateboards have teamed up to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to GrindwellPark.com or the What's Up page on Area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's Skate Contest Series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's time to hit the road, and AAA's Justin McNall has some friendly advice.
Try to get out of town early. If you can load the kids up now, get them into the car.
With 37 million people traveling this holiday weekend, expect traffic jams from coast to coast and bad weather in some places, says CBS News meteorologist George Cullen.
Cold winds with lake effect snow around the Great Lakes and lower Midwest.
and rain changing to snow in most of the Northeast with heavy snow across a good portion of New England.
Catching a plane? At New York's LaGuardia Airport, CBS's Sharon Alfonsi says he who hesitates gets left behind.
The problem is that if you miss your flight, there is a very good chance that you're not going to get on a standby flight. You can just pretty much forget about it. You can also forget about dreaming about having that empty middle seat between you because the flights are packed.
This is Ron Dewey at Detroit Metro Airport, where officials have been advising Thanksgiving travelers to arrive 2 to 3 hours ahead of schedule before their departing flight in order to avoid any last-minute problems with traffic, parking, as well as security. Travelers I've been speaking with said there's been no problem getting through the lines. In fact, the security lines have been anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes to get to the gates from the parking lot.
A nearby brush fire cut power to Miami International within the past hour, but operations are back to normal now. WFOR-TV's Jesse Rodriguez is on the scene.
Concourses A through E were powerless for up to an hour. Jet bridges that are used to load passengers onto jets were also without power, and they had to be moved manually.
Now, only a few flights were affected. Overseas, men in Iraqi army uniforms assassinated a top Sunni tribal leader and 4 family members. The army insists it had no part in the attack. Al-Qaeda in Iraq is denying reports that terrorist leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was killed in a weekend battle with U.S. troops. Kicking a meth habit very hard, but UCLA researchers may have found something that helps. Dr. Thomas Newton says it's the anti-depression drug bupropion.
It may actually be blocking, in a very basic level, the effects of methamphetamine and methamphetamine users.
Bupropion has also been shown to help stop smoking. And just 2 years after the Florida Marlins won the World Series, management is breaking up the team to save money. The Associated Press a short time ago said the Fish have a deal that would send slugging first baseman Carlos Delgado to the New York Mets for younger, less expensive players. Earlier in the week, they traded pitcher Josh Beckett and third baseman Mike Lowell to the Red Sox. Well, pop diva Mariah Carey was in top form at last night's American Music Awards. Carey went home with the award for Favorite Female Artist in Soul and R&B. Mariah Carey, courtesy of Dick Clark Productions. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up a bit more than 5 points. The NASDAQ Composite is up almost 3. This is CBS News.
Oh, 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 Overstock.com.
Oh, 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 the big, big O, Overstock.com. The perfect place for PDAs like Casio and Bob. Oh, 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 the big, big O, Overstock.com. The online place to buy your gifts for your dad and mom. No fighting the crowd, stay cozy at your house. Easy way to shop, just point and click your mouse. Many things to choose, like movies, TV, shoes, sporting, betting, jewelry too, all things you can use.
Oh, 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 Santa's a little behind this year. I'm going online to Overstock.com. Shipping for just $2.95.
Oh, 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 the big, big O, Overstock.com. The online place to buy your gifts for your dad and mom.
Oh, oh, Overstock.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Boy, I've seen a busy ride this morning for coming in from Lakewood. Eastbound 6th Avenue now slows from Federal over toward I-25. Sunglare gets you eastbound I-70, slow ride from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. And if you're off to catch a flight at DIA, pretty good shape on Pena Boulevard. Have a 10-15-minute wait through security. And checking out the parking situation at the airport. East and West economy lots, they are full, but you can park in the garage. And now the Pikes Peak shuttle lot, they're filling in quickly, but spots are still available. Now around town, busy ride on Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline. The Turnpike, a little sluggish eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. And checking the forecast, sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. We're at 39 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
4G, 2G, 1 night. Get ready for a night of college basketball
at the Pepsi Center.
Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on November 26th for Attitude versus Altitude at the inaugural Colorado Classic. This doubleheader
or 303-830-TIXS. Four teams, two games, one incredible night of college basketball.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:05, 5 minutes after 8. Sunny with a high today around 67. 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones here and talk to Senator President and Senator Joan Fitzgerald. And good morning, Senator. Welcome to AM 760.
Hi, Jay. Thanks.
All right. I got to ask you right off the bat, who is this Republican organization called the Senate Majority Fund who is after you, and why are they after you?
Well, as far as I can tell, they're a 527 whose sole purpose is to take back the majority in the state Senate, represented by Attorney Scott Gessler, who I'm not sure if he is also the attorney for the Republican Party, but he is representing the Senate Majority Fund, and, you know, they're a 527.
So that's all we know about them.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose they are dedicated to bringing themselves back into the majority in the state Senate. So that's self-explanatory.
Yeah, I guess so. It's just that I always have this feeling that there's some other sinister thing going on. Like, in other words, if they can't beat you at the ballot box, they'll try to do it in the courts. And so what are they saying? They're saying that you've already served enough terms that you should be term limited out?
Yeah, they're saying I should be termed at 6 years. I mean, ironically, this question arose when Lois Toktrup was going to take Alice Nichols' seat midterm. She specifically asked Annetta Davidson, on what day can I be sworn in and still have two full terms? Meaning, you know, she'd get her 8 years plus the two. There was an opinion saying that even if she was sworn in on the first day, because the way the days fell, she could have her full 2 years plus those 2 years. After seeing that opinion, I asked Danetta, does that apply to me? And she said, yeah. I said, could you put it in writing? After Danetta did that, my understanding was, from conversations with her, that she was pestered by Scott Gessler to turn her opinion as a constitutionally elected officer, you know, in her own right, over to the Attorney General, who now was the appointed Attorney General, John Southers. She didn't want to do it. She resisted for a while, but eventually John Southers had the opportunity to make a different decision.
And he's a Republican.
Yeah, as was Danetta. That's the interesting part about this. We had an elected Republican Secretary of State who made a decision, independent of it being about me, that was just factual. That's what they wanted overturned, and John Southers gave them a different opinion. Gigi Dennis, who is also appointed and not elected as Secretary of State, has decided that she will agree with John Southers' decision. And so none of these decisions, though, have the weight of a court opinion. So that's where we're headed.
What do you think your chances are?
I think they're excellent. And I say that because the way the term limits reads, it says half, and half is a quantifiable number. It's not some, it's not many, it's not a few. And so when you have a number of days that you serve, you can quantifiably divide them. And that's what the decision from Danetta Davidson did. Interestingly enough, when I asked Gigi Dennis after she told me she was going to agree with John Southers' decision, I said, well, I started to refer to the Lois Toktrup decision, which is where this all came from. I said, and Lois acted upon, we need a real determination on the part of the courts as to when one can rely on an opinion, a constitutional officer's opinion, and, you know, how we are to proceed with this. Because after the first year, things start moving forward pretty quickly, and one needs to be in a position to either be running or not running.
Were you shocked when this happened? I mean, to me, when I saw it, I thought, yeah, well, this is typically how the Republican Party plays things.
Yeah, I was not shocked, no. I had heard rumors a long time ago that they would wait until I had accepted a nomination and then challenge me. And frankly, I like this timeline a lot better.
8:10 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Senator Joan Fitzgerald with us, President of the Senate. You are the swing vote. I mean, something happens to you, the control of the Senate could swing back to the GOP, true?
Well, it could, and my seat has always been considered, it's a Republican seat. They've always considered it the pivotal seat, but I can tell you we're in a pretty good shape to retain control of the Senate, whether or not I get to serve.
All right, I'll get off this topic for a second and ask you about referendum C, if I could.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about the governor's idea of wanting to take, hijack the money from C and build roads?
I was surprised at his budget, and frankly, having worked with him, and he actually did everything we asked as far as being a proponent of REFC, he didn't back off that. I owe him the courtesy of a conversation in his office about how he determined his budget. I don't understand a lot about his budget. I don't understand how he got his numbers. I think what he's trying to do is apply a lot of RFC money in the first year and then say we'll spread it out to those other things in the second year when there's no transfer to transportation. That doesn't make me feel warm and fuzzy. I tell you, because you don't know what happens next year. I think we have an obligation to the voters to distribute that money in places other than transportation in the first year. That's what we said we'd do, and that's the intention of my caucus.
Are there some Republicans there who agree with you?
I don't know. We haven't had a sit-down conversation about this. But, you know, I know people who were out there working for C probably expected more than transportation dollars in the first year, even if they're on the Republican side of the aisle. But I need to talk to them.
I mean, because a lot of us out here are scared to death that the money's going to get hijacked.
I wouldn't worry so much. I mean, you know, the governor gets to propose a budget, but the JBC really does the budget, and they're the legislature, and they're controlled by the Democrats, and I think we'll see a much more balanced approach coming out of that JBC. Now, whether the governor chooses to veto it, that's what the next couple of months through the session will be. Hey, this is what we thought we were going to do. This is kind of what we said. Let's get a compromise here. So I'm not as worried about that.
All right, so and Speaker Romanoff said the same thing. So those of us out here who are a little paranoid, we should relax.
I would relax and wait and see how the legislative process moves forward. A lot of us are looking at, I've met with four representatives of higher education. They are very worried, and I am worried for them, that they need dollars into their funds right now, and that's what we intend to do. So, you know, we're going to go forward with the intention of all of the things we said C was for, making sure the money gets distributed, and then nobody ever disputed the Senate Bill 1 transfer money. And
all right, so we should just cool it.
I would not worry so much right now. I think if something happens and the governor starts talking about vetoing a budget, yeah, then we have cause for concern.
And do you think you'd be able to fight that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so. But I'm hoping there's a compromise somewhere in here.
Okay, now I got to ask you this question I ask everybody who comes on here. You know, there are people in the Democratic Party who are in the state of Colorado who are desperately searching, and I don't want to use the word desperately, but they want to find somebody else other than Bill Ritter. And you declined to run. Why?
You know, we've had 2 years between last year and next year as an opportunity to show leadership in the House and the Senate. And I felt that the race for governor is just so big that I would be very distracted and would not be able to show that kind of leadership, to show the people of Colorado, give us the legislature. We can do good things for you. We can be the kind of legislature that moves Colorado forward. If I were distracted in my second year as Senate president, I just felt like I wouldn't get the job done, and I want to do that.
All right, but how about after your term's up? What would be in the cards after that? Would you want to tell us?
Well, hopefully I want to, you know, be able to run for my seat, come back, and retain the presidency of the Senate. We've not had a president who's been able to be there any longer than 2 years. And, you know, frankly, I think we're getting some good things done. I'd like to see that happen.
All right. Thank you so much for your time this morning, and happy Thanksgiving to you. There's Senator Joan Fitzgerald, president of the Senate. Thanks, and have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Thanks
okay.
A lot. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, you heard what she had to say. She doesn't want to be distracted, and we've got this Republican organization going after her, which is what these Republicans do, the Senate Majority Fund, and they always have some, like, BS name to them. You know? They always do. All right, now I want to tell you about the Sandra Romanoff thing, because I had it between the 6 and 7 o'clock hour. If you missed it, I'll tell you again. There is a Draft Andrew Romanoff campaign underway. Go to draftromanoff.com. That's draftromanoff.com. I want to thank Christine, who sent this to me. You want to check it out. It's draftromanoff.com. The website has just got up and running, so it's brand new. And get involved if you want to get Andrew Romanoff to run for the governor. And I certainly do. So I'm going to be signing on to that thing. And you can go there to romanoff.com and sign on yourself. And hopefully we'll have the guy behind that, or the people behind that, hopefully we'll have them on here coming up. Once in a Santa Claus commercial that you cut, and they're absolutely right about that. Hey, listen, get out to Rockies. They've got the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And if you don't want to take my word for it, check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. They're just great people. They're a family-owned business, and they treat you like family when you go out there. And that's important because you know something. When you go to a car dealership and you're talking about spending money, and it's an important decision, and you want to go someplace where you get more bang for your buck, and you want to go someplace where people treat you right, there's no better place than Rockies Autos. They're my friends, and I'm happy to say that they are. Every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Now, the people at Rockies did not tell me that I couldn't talk about this. They didn't say that I couldn't let it out of the bag. But if you got kids, this is really cool. Not this Saturday, but next, the Saturday after this Saturday. So that would be like next Saturday. They're going to have a monster car thing going on out at Rockies, including one of these giant robots that breathes fire and crushes automobiles. And you can win four packs of tickets to the monster car shows that's coming over the weekend to Denver. And everybody will walk away with some kind of prize, and I'll be out there spinning the prize wheel. So come out and say hello and join me. That's Rockies Autos, a great place to go. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and they're local.
Thanksgiving at Sears. Wish big. Limit one reward card per household. Sale ends November 25th, 2005. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Sticking it to righties everywhere. J. Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Every time I hear this, I think about that movie with Reese Witherspoon, Sweet Home Alabama. 8:20, 20 minutes after 8 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Wasn't this that song originally an answer to Neil Young's song, Southern Man? Rock and roll trivia here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe you should go down the hall and ask the people at KBCO. 303-713-7600. All right, a lot has been made. I mean, this has become a national story. Because apparently this has happened in other states and indicates a pattern by this administration of trying to squelch dissent. And we're talking about the Denver Three. And I believe we have, what, who, Leslie Young on the line? Oh, okay, Alex Young and Leslie Weiss. And hi, you guys, and good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Leslie and Alex, both of you. You're suing the federal government, and there have been reports in the media that you've been able to find out who the guy was who asked you guys to leave. I mean, essentially, that's being polite. He kicked you out, right?
Absolutely. Jay, we've identified the individual who actually walked us out the door, but there were other people involved. There was another person that was giving this guy instructions, and you know, who was giving that guy instructions, and where did this policy come from? Those are all unanswered questions at this point.
That's right, Jay. This was definitely a concerted effort by a group of people who clearly had instructions from someone else. And that's why we named some unnamed people who may or may not have been at the event, but gave the policy of exclusion to these people working at the event.
All right, let's set the background here a little bit. George W. Bush comes in. I believe, I think at that time he was selling his Social Security plan, which, of course, most people reject and is dead on arrival. But he was in town to do that. You guys went to hear him speak. First of all, how did you get the tickets to get in?
Well, Jay, we went to our congressional office, Bob Beaupre's office, and asked for tickets, and he gladly gave them to us.
All right, and you did. You had a bumper sticker on the back of your car, the car you went in, that said "No more blood for oil." But you didn't have any. I mean, you weren't going to stand up there in the middle of the speech, start either, you know, A, heckling him, or B, holding up some sign or whatever. I mean, you weren't there to disrupt anything. You were there to see him, right?
That's right, Jay. We did absolutely nothing wrong at this event, except in the eyes of the White House event staffers working at the event, to arrive in a car with a bumper sticker that expressed a viewpoint different than the president. But we did absolutely nothing wrong.
Here's something I can't figure out. Maybe you can fill me in on this. How did they find you? How did they match the car up with you guys?
It's a really good question, Jay, and, you know, it's unanswered at this point. That's one of the reasons we're going to need to get some more facts from this in our lawsuit. One possibility is that they identified us through surveillance of the parking lot. You know, all three of the people that they decided to pull out actually carpooled together. That was pretty much our only connection.
And that brings up a good point, is why we were forced to bring this lawsuit. For months we've been seeking an explanation as to why and how this happened to us. But regrettably, we've received nothing but stonewalling from anyone involved. We received a few answers from the Secret Service immediately after the event, but everyone else who was actually involved has given us nothing.
Now, this guy who manages a federal building, I don't know if I should name his name or not, but you want me to name his name?
Well, his name's in the lawsuit, and it's public. It's
all right, well, you guys go home. Go ahead and name his name.
His name is Mike Casper.
Okay. Who works at this federal building. He manages a federal building. Now, they dropped the charges against him about impersonating a Secret Service agent, right?
Well, the charges were never brought.
Yeah.
Okay, they never brought charges against him for this, even though you guys said that, that he was the one, or one of the principal ones, who kicked you out of the rally.
That's right. He was the person who threatened me with arrest at the door, asked me if I had any intentions to disrupt the event or had any, you know, funny intentions, and I assured him that I did not. He did let me in, but then a few minutes later came back and physically forced Alex and myself out the door.
Did he identify himself as a member of the Secret Service?
He never did, but the person who was detaining me, who told me I had to wait for Secret Service to arrive, introduced me to him as a Secret Service agent.
Okay, but he never said to you, look, I'm with the Secret Service, so, you know, Leslie, you're busted.
No, he never did personally, but he was dressed, to the T, and because I was introduced to him as a Secret Service agent, and he was wearing a lapel pin, an earpiece, and a dark suit, I had every reason to believe he was a Secret Service agent.
I was going to ask you, Alex, how about you?
Yeah, just to expand on that, when Leslie was detained, I was allowed in. But, when subsequently the same individual came and escorted us, I would say rather forcefully, out the door, I repeatedly asked him what his name was, you know, who he was working for, what was happening to us, and he wouldn't answer any of those questions. So I think there was definitely an intent to purvey him as a Secret Service. I thought he was a Secret Service agent without having previously discussed this with Leslie.
Hey, 26 minutes after 8, Leslie Weiss and Alex Young on the line. They're part of the Denver 3. So this guy would never answer any questions, Alex. He just stood his ground. Now, did he physically detain you guys? I mean, did he have you, like, you know, sit here, sit down until we decide what to do with you? I mean, what happened there?
No, he just he came and got us, and he actually pushed and shoved me out the door. You know, I mean, there wasn't any detaining as far as that was concerned. Leslie was told to wait for him. I think that's probably more in line with the detainment question.
I would say I was detained before I was allowed into the building when I was told I had to wait and talk to Secret Service.
All right, but when this guy comes and tells you to leave, did he push you or anything? Leslie?
He did not push me. I followed his orders because I thought I was being given orders by a Secret Service agent, and I wasn't about to, you know, mess with that. But Alex can tell you that he pushed him. And I was standing behind him pushing Alex, so I saw what was happening to Alex, and that even gave me more reason not to, resist.
And they didn't give you any redress grievance at all. I mean, there was nobody you could talk to. There was nobody where you could say, hey, I haven't done anything wrong, I'm a taxpayer. They just threw you out.
They told us to take it up with our congressman later. That was basically what they said.
And did you do that?
We absolutely did that.
We sent Congressman Beaupre a letter afterward asking for help in this issue.
Has he been helpful?
He never responded to the letter.
Oh, that's great. He's your congressman and he never responds to the letter? Oh, way to go. So you never heard from him at all?
Well, Beaupre made some comments publicly on the air, actually, in defense of us and saying that, you know, if the facts are as we allege them to be, that he thinks that we have every right to get some redress to this. And definitely it was wrong to remove us.
But he's never communicated to you personally?
No, he hasn't.
Oh, I guess that's what's called constituent service, right? Either one of you want to...
I'm not going to jump on that one.
Alex, wait, you don't want to answer that?
I don't know.
Well, we were hoping for assistance in this. As you know, we've had Democratic leaders call for investigations in this matter, and that has been very helpful. Well, it's been helpful in raising public awareness of this issue, but it hasn't been helpful in getting any answers from the administration. But, yeah, we haven't received any assistance directly from Congressman Beaupre.
That's, you know, that's sterling. That's exactly what I want in my congressman, somebody who wouldn't respond when I have trouble with the alleged federal government. And this guy, I guess this guy Casper never won't come clean on any of this, won't talk to anybody about it. I guess he hasn't said anything that I know of to the media. He keeps ducking it. And how far do you think this lawsuit's going to have to go? Alex or Leslie, either one can answer.
We're going to take it as far as we can take it in order to get answers. Our big goal is to unearth the White House policy that led Americans. This isn't just about us two people, Jay. This is about all Americans and our right to have a viewpoint that may or may not be different than the president's. You know, we were there. He's the president for all Americans, not just those who agree with every one of his policies. And he used to feel comfortable speaking to all of us at public events.
Yeah, but apparently he doesn't. I mean, if you look at what he does, it's got to be a photo op, or it's nothing. You know, it's nothing at all. I mean, it's either a photo op or it's nothing. I mean, I don't think he wants to appear in front of people like yourself or me or anybody else because I don't think he really wants to be questioned. And also, I understand that you guys aren't the only ones that had this happen to you. It's happened in other states.
Absolutely. That's completely the case. You know, the same day it happened to a college student, a young Democrat in Tucson, Arizona. It's happened. There was a blacklist of 42 people who were not even allowed to get tickets to the event in Fargo, North Dakota. Across the country, from Oregon to New Hampshire, it's been happening. Absolutely, it's out of line. And I think, you know, if the president really wants to have these very especially carefully crafted media events, he needs to advertise them as such and not pay for them with public funds.
He needs to hire Joseph Goebbels is what he needs to do. All right. Thank you to both of you. And, Leslie, I understand you're 7 months pregnant, and good luck and happy Thanksgiving to you, Leslie Weiss, and also to you, Alex Young.
Thank you. You too, Jay.
Appreciate it.
All right. We'll be following the story. We'll have you back on again, and hope you have a good holiday.
You too, Jay.
All right. It's 8:31, 29 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Now, I got to get, before we go to traffic here, I got to get some reminder because I can't. I'm at a loss here. John Turk, how long ago did I do that National Journal story? So because I want to get this back out if people didn't hear it. Did I do that like in the 6 o'clock hour? I think I did, didn't I? All right, I'm going to do it again coming up here. And we've only got a half hour till 9 o'clock, so we'll go to open phones. But I want to read you this thing about this National Journal story by Murray Wass about George W. Bush. And I want to do that coming up. It's 8:31, 29 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760 Boulders. Progressive Talk. Here's some progressive traffic from Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Today is the busiest travel day of the year, so lots of people heading over to DIA. I-70 actually in pretty good shape at the moment. So is Pena Boulevard. Security wait time only about 5 minutes at the moment. And the parking lots around the airport are filling up quickly. East and west economy lots, they're full at the moment. You can still park in the garage, and the Pikes Peak shuttle lot still has some spots available for you. Now, southbound I-25 running heavy for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. Southbound 225, a little sluggish from Parker Road into the Tech Center, and the Turnpike slows eastbound between Federal and Pecos. Now on to the forecast. Nice one today, sunny skies, highs in the mid to upper 60s. We're at 40 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760.
Working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple-pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple-pane windows at a double-pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple-pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And for a limited time, get upgraded to triple-pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Channel 93.3 and Fake Skateboards have teamed up to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to GrindwellPark.com or the What's Up page on Area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's Skate Contest Series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Good morning, 8:35, 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll talk to Bruce Shapiro from The Nation magazine. His column is More Leaks, Please. And he's talking about the whole Valerie Plame affair. He's also talking about the black site prisons and how leaks are useful to democracy. And we'll get him to explain that. By the way, did you know that Dick Cheney is going to headline a Tom DeLay fundraiser? Birds of a feather flock together. The event was postponed because of hurricane, and it doesn't say which one. I think it was Matthew. Postponed this GOP fundraiser for embattled Congressman Tom DeLay, and now they're going to hold it again. Now, the event is in Houston and has been scheduled for September. So it's quite a ways away. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was scheduled for December until Hurricane Rita struck. And you know how much the tickets were? $4,200. And the price gets, those people will go get some a spot in a VIP reception and photo event with the vice president. And that's coming up December 5th, that fundraiser. Cheney. Okay, the White House. Like, don't talk to Scooter Libby but or Tom DeLay, but you know what? Cheney's going to hang out with DeLay. What does that tell you about Cheney? All right. I had this at 6 o'clock this morning, and I wanted to repeat this to make sure that you got it, because this is important. This is from the National Journal, and the guy who wrote it is Murray Wass. And it says, 10 days after September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks in the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, President Bush was told in a highly classified briefing that the U.S. intelligence community had no evidence linking Iraq, the Iraqi regime of Saddam Hussein, to the attacks, and that there was scant credible evidence that Iraq had any significant collaborative ties with al-Qaeda according to government records and a current and former officials with first-hand knowledge of the matter. The information was provided to Bush on September the 21st during the president's daily brief, a 30- to 45-minute early morning national security briefing. Information for PDBs has routinely been derived from electronic intercepts, human agents, and reports from foreign intelligence services, as well as more mundane sources, such as news reports and public statements by foreign leaders. And one of the most intriguing things that Bush was told during the briefing was that the few credible reports of contacts between Iraq and Al-Qaeda involved attempts by Saddam Hussein to monitor the terrorist group. Saddam Hussein viewed Al-Qaeda, as well as other theocratic radical Islamic organizations, as a potential threat to his secular regime. Thank you. I mentioned that a couple of weeks ago. At one point, analysts believe Saddam considered infiltrating the ranks of Al-Qaeda with Iraqi nationals or even Iraqi intelligence operatives to learn more about the inner workings and what they were up to. So Bush had this information. And yet he went ahead anyway, and he sold us on this war. He sold the American public on the war, and he had this information, and he was told that there was no connection. Now, the Senate, who's investigating all of this, is trying to get this information and get a look at this PDB and many others, trying to get a look at this stuff to see what Bush knew and how he handled the intelligence and how he sold the war. And you know what? Surprisingly enough, both Republicans and Democrats want to see this. But what do you think the White House's answer is? The White House answer is no. They don't want to share any of it, and they're going to cite executive privilege. But it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop people from asking questions. It's not going to stop, the Democratic side of the Senate to keep asking questions and to keep digging, and also in the House to find out what went on. But there are more and more there is evidence coming out that they hyped this war. I mean, any way you cut it, they hyped this war. And as I said yesterday, this Cheney right-wing talking point about how, well, they all saw the same intelligence. You know what? They didn't all see the same intelligence. Congress is a digester of intelligence. The executive branch and the intelligence branch is an analyst of intelligence. They analyze the stuff and then pass it on. And by the very nature of the president's office, there's a lot of intelligence that Congress never sees. And I guess you can make a case that they shouldn't see it. But here's concrete proof that Bush was told that Al-Qaeda had no connections to Saddam Hussein. And the information was provided September 21st, 2001, and this guy and the people around him, Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld, Douglas Feith, Paul Wolfowitz, and I'm sure I'm leaving some names out, Scooter Libby, Stephen Hadley, they were determined to go into Iraq regardless, come hell or high water. They were going to do it regardless. So the facts never mattered, this administration. And they suppressed any dissenting viewpoints. I mean, you know, I've given you an example of Mohammed El-Baradei of the International Atomic Relations Committee, or whatever it's called, the IRA or whatever it is, in Vienna, in which he told them that there was no weapons of mass destruction there. And you know what? This administration tried to get him fired. That's how open this, how great and above board this administration is. Boy, you know what? If you stand in their way, man, they're going to go after you. Just like they did John Kerry, just like they did John Murtha. Having Gene Schmidt do it. I mean, this is how this administration is. It's criminal. It really is. That this country, under the guidance of this administration, has sunk to this level. 303-713-7600, open phones, four lines open, anything you want to talk about, we'll get to your calls coming up next. Four lines open at 303-713-7600, then Bruce Shapiro right after 9 o'clock with more leaks, please, and then back to your phone calls. Oh, hey, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, if I haven't said that already. 841-19...
Looking at the forecast, nice one today, sunny skies, highs in the 60s, we're at 42 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Folders Progressive Talk.
Randy Rhodes.
What desperate thing will he do?
What will these people do? And they scare me.
Now, if Bush really thinks he's Superman, I'm cool. I'm good.
You know what I mean?
Because then he could just fly around the Earth really, really fast. And
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomhd.com.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Comcast high-speed internet, may I help you?
Comcast, thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you. Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary.
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. Present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. It's still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
Channel 93.3 and Fake Skateboards have teamed up to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to GrindwellPark.com or the What's Up page on Area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's Skate Contest Series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:46, 14 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Sunny today, a high around 67. Happy Thanksgiving. We're off tomorrow. There's a Best Of show with a lot of our great interviews from the past, including Howard Dean and Scott Ritter and a bunch of other folks. And then Michael Schroyer, CIA agent, ex-CIA agent. And then we'll be back on Friday morning. Open phones now, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Luis in Boulder. Luis, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Wanted to talk about the what you were talking about earlier with the issues about racism.
Sure.
At CU. I'm actually a teacher's assistant for a diversity class at Naropa.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I found is that what makes it hard or difficult for people to understand or be sensitive to other cultures or other ways of living is that they don't really understand where it is that they're coming from. And I do believe that there is this thing called white oppression, and it begins with this thing called white, you know? What does it really mean to be white? And, but we've done with our students, is we've asked them, can you go back into your history and see the attitudes, these cultures, religions, sexualities, genders, et cetera, that influence who you are and how you see the world? And what we found is that once sort of students have been through that, they can understand more how this affects other people.
Well, I think, yeah, I think there's a lot of books out there, too, you can read. Like Howard Zinn's People's History shows about what's going on in this, excuse me, in this country. I don't have any problem, as I said earlier, I don't have any problem with diversity classes. Maybe they should start them in, like, grade school or high school so that by the time kids get out and become adults, it prevents them from becoming knuckle-draggers like this white supremacist and his group in Denver. Maybe we should start early.
I would second that, because I would say for myself, I'm actually originally from a place called Chicago Heights.
Oh, I know where that is.
Yeah, you might know a thing or two about that place. And I had never really been anywhere else until I moved to Boulder to go to Naropa. And I'll tell you, I mean, I could have benefited myself from a diversity class. There was so little I knew about other cultures. And I mean, that's even being a Latino person, there was still a lot that I needed to learn about, life and culture.
Yeah, I think finding out about other cultures is exciting and definitely worthwhile. Luis, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, have a good day and have a good Thanksgiving. 303-713-7600. Three lines open here. Open phones, and anything you want to talk about is fine on this day before Thanksgiving. A lot of people traveling today. If you're out there traveling, please be extremely careful. They say the airline terminals are jammed with people traveling. And as I was talking about this morning, last Thanksgiving that Mary and I traveled, we got caught in this terrible snowstorm. Thank God I had a four-wheel drive vehicle. We did. Thank God we had a four-wheel drive vehicle. Let's go to Roberta in Denver. Roberta, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hi.
Hi, Roberta.
I'm a little confused. Now, what you were saying is that Al-Qaeda had no connection...
No.
...with Iraq at all?
No, no connection to Saddam Hussein. Well, Saddam Hussein was interested in investigating them because he saw them as being destabilizing element.
But the indictment of bin Laden in 1998 said that they were working cooperatively on weapons.
That's been disproved. That's been disproved by numerous intelligence analysts. That's been disproved by numerous information. And you know what? Put this together. Let's say we didn't have any intelligence to collaborate the statement I just made. And I just gave you an example of a presidential briefing
this
memo.
This is what I was misunderstanding. Was it a connection directly with Saddam in 9/11 or any connection with Al-Qaeda?
No connection between Saddam and 9/11. No working connection between Al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein because Saddam Hussein saw Al-Qaeda as being a religious fanatical group that threatened his secular country. And so he thought about trying to either infiltrate them with Iraqi citizens or intelligence agents to try to figure out and learn what they were about.
But that isn't what the 9/11 report said about it.
Well, that's exactly what the 9/11 report doesn't say that, but the 9/11 report does say that there's no connection. There was no connection between 9/11 and Saddam Hussein.
Well, when did Bush say there was? When did
he constantly implied it continuously over and over again, and he always talked about Saddam Hussein and 9/11 in the same sentence. No, you're right. He never directly said it.
He actually said there was absolutely no evidence.
No, you know what? He said that one time.
No, he said
basically.
They said it
no.
Different times.
You know what? Go back and look at his speeches. And Dick Cheney on Meet the Press with Tim Russert said that it is pretty well confirmed that Mohammed Atta met in Prague with intelligence agents from Saddam Hussein's government. And then when he was asked later by CNBC to substantiate that, then he claimed he never made the statement.
Yeah, and at the time he said
it... Is that true or false, ma'am?
Well, that is true, but the time he said it, 70% of the in intelligence believed that.
No, that's not true.
You didn't read the 9/11 report?
I did read the 9/11 report, and that's absolutely false. That's absolutely false. It said that there was no connection between 9/11 and Saddam Hussein, that there was no connection between Al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein.
ADA. You brought up ADA. The 9/11.
It said there was no conclusive proof that Mohammed Atta ever met with anybody in Prague. Go read it. They said there's no definitive proof.
They did say that, but they
all right,
also
then cite
said,
me the page. Tell me what page it's on so I can go look it up.
They also said they couldn't.
Tell me what page it's on so I can go look it up.
Let me get the book. Just a second. I'll even read it to you if you want.
Well, give me the page. I'll go look it up for myself.
The page is 229.
Okay, I'll check it out tonight.
These findings cannot absolutely rule out the possibility that Atta was in Prague.
That's right. Read it again. Read exactly again what it said.
These findings cannot absolutely rule out the possibility that Atta was in Prague.
Nor can they confirm that he was there, and intelligence later indicated that he was never there, and the guy who identified him, who allegedly identified him to our intelligence agents, got it out of a picture in the newspaper. So there was never any proof that he was there. 9/11 never said that he was there. They never confirmed that he was there. And Dick Cheney tried, ma'am, you can believe what you want to, but Dick Cheney tried to deny it on CNBC. Are you saying I'm wrong about that?
He denied that he had said it was positively
confirmed.
And
he said it was true. He said it was pretty well confirmed. Did he or did he not?
He did, but listen.
Well, then why did he deny it later?
Because it was 3 years later. He maybe couldn't
remember what he said. He didn't deny the fact. He denied he made the statement. Why did he lie?
He didn't lie.
He lied. It's on tape. It's on tape, ma'am. Go look it up. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call, ma'am. Go look it up. It's on tape. I didn't make it up. It's on Meet the Press with Tim Russert, and then you turn around, and it's on CNBC. So you know what? Believe what you want to believe. Take away what you want to take. But you know something? The fact is that Dick Cheney lied. It's a documented fact, and that there was no connection between Atta, and there was no connection between Al-Qaeda, and there was no connection between Al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein, and this administration continually interchanged with a bait-and-switch tactic about the war. And if you think I'm wrong, go back and look at all the speeches. Go back and read them. Let's go to Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM 760.
Jay, how are you?
I'm okay.
Hey, after that last debate, sir, you were absolutely right and factual by pointing it out. And Keith Olbermann showed it over and over again for a whole week.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Dick Cheney did it.
Well, there's another woman who is right-wing, who lives in what I talked about this morning between 6 and 7, in this right-wing cocooned world where they take these statements that are made, they twist them to make their argument, and they have no absolute proof on anything.
Absolutely. Also, what happened this morning, about 6:47 this morning, I was watching CNN. They were talking about Mean Gene Schmidt, and they said on air this morning at 6:47 that this Donald person that she's
Bop or whatever his name is.
Yeah, he said he never even told her anything like this.
Oh yeah, he never.
I've been watching the news all morning to see if anybody else was going to pick up on it, but I'm going to research that.
No, he never said any. He never, in a conversation, it was in the New York Times, and I believe also in the Philadelphia Inquirer, he said that he never had a discussion with Gene Schmidt about Murtha, that he never brought his name up. Let me tell you something else. I had this morning, too, for people who missed it. The right-wing media, such as Tucker Carlson and also Rush Limbaugh, tried to say yesterday that this guy, that this Marine colonel, was on the ground in Iraq when, in fact, he was in the Ohio State Legislature. He has never been to Iraq. He is a Marine Reserve colonel, and he had worked on the first war, Operation Iraqi Freedom, in Tampa at the Central Command under General Tommy Franks. And these guys go off in the right-wing media and try to convince everybody that, oh, you know, he was in Vietnam, he was in Iraq, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's all just the same stuff piled on top of it, and it smells. I mean, it just smells.
It smells very bad. This lady is upset about how we always tell them where they're lying. What about when they say the Democrats and liberal media lie? They can get away with it. Why can't we?
Well, I don't think anybody should lie, but I don't think anybody should take statements and twist them, like particularly this last lady.
They point the finger about who is lying. They point the finger at Democrats all the time and say, this person lied when they said this.
Well, they smear a lot. That's one of the things that they do. I mean, if they can't get you on the argument, which 9 times out of 10 they can't, then they attack your character. I mean, they did it with Max Cleland. They did it with John Kerry. They tried it with Murtha. Paul Hackett's another one. I mean, anybody who gets in their way, they go after them. And, you know, what they need is they need sycophants to follow them, like this last talking head who called up, who read you that 9/11 thing, and it didn't say that Ada had ever been there, said that there may be, you know, I mean, that there's nothing was confirmed, yet they'll take that stuff and twist it around. Hey, man, thank you, Greg. Appreciate the call. Have a good Thanksgiving.
You do the same.
All right. It's 8:58 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Bruce Shapiro. Shapiro coming up next. And then we'll take more of your calls on open phones.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's J. Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Recently, we at Comcast High-Speed Internet raised our speed to a blistering 6 megs. However, in the case of Mark McKenzie,
hi.
We may have made it a little too fast.
Well, I was ripping around online with my new 6-meg Comcast High-Speed Internet, and I decided to send a video mail to my buddy Steve because his DSL was so slow. And I was like, yesterday's technology.
You dissed your friend.
Yeah, and then I was like, video mail and Photoshop are included free with my service, not yours.
So true.
But then he signed up, and now he's got 6 megs of speed and all the great features.
You got no more smack to throw down?
No.
Well, there you have it. Faster than DSL, cool features. No wonder more people choose Comcast.
Because I couldn't keep my fat mouth shut.
Sign up now and get the first month free. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Channel 93.3 and Fake Skateboards have teamed up to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to GrindwellPark.com or the What's Up page on Area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's Skate Contest Series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
This is a special public announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio. A $250 value. Now isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
Want to live it up big at the next Avalanche home game? Go to AmberHomes.com and you could be sitting in their luxury suite at the Pepsi Center. And believe me, it's a nice suite. Just click on the Amber Homes logo on your browser right now, Register, and you could be one of the weekly winners. And while you're there, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
SM, local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. Heading out, millions of Americans are already on the roads trying to get a head start on the travel crush that always develops the day before Thanksgiving.
It's been great. We got a very early start. We started at 5 o'clock. We're headed to Charleston, South Carolina.
Well, aside from the sick child, everything's going good.
Those drivers may have changed their tune if they'd been on I-95 just outside Washington, where a tanker truck caught fire and closed the highway for a couple of hours this morning. It's starting to get really busy at the nation's airport.
I'm Peter Combs at Charlotte Douglas International Airport. Thousands of people are now lining up at ticket counters at this airport. Mothers, fathers, little children, people who are laden with luggage and gifts to take to Grandma's house for this Thanksgiving holiday. The lines are indeed extremely long and getting longer, not only at the ticket counter, but at security.
And bad weather is threatening travel delays in some regions. The forecasters are predicting a white Thanksgiving in parts of the Ohio Valley and the Northeast as an Alberta Clipper sweeps through bearing snow. A U.S. command in Iraq says U.S. and Iraqi forces have killed more than 700 suspected insurgents in less than 2 months during a series of sweeps in western Iraq, calling the results of the campaigns very successful. Captain Bill Roberts, a command spokesman in Baghdad, says about 1,500 suspects were also detained during the operations.
Suspects are routinely detained, especially if they're involved in terrorist activities such as attacks on coalition forces, emplacement of IEDs, VBIDs, or other terrorist activities.
In Baghdad last night, a Sunni candidate in next month's parliamentary elections, his three sons and his son-in-law were murdered in their sleep by insurgents wearing Iraqi army uniforms who invaded their home. Uzbekistan has told NATO it can no longer use Uzbekistan territory or airspace in support of peacekeeping missions in neighboring Afghanistan. A NATO official, however, says alternatives will be found and the mission will not be compromised. Unusual sentence for animal rescuer Michelle Murray in Painesville, Ohio. Because she abandoned 35 kittens in a park, she must spend a cold night alone and without food and shelter in the same park. Candace Hertzel, executive director of the County Humane Society, thinks Murray's getting what she deserves.
She can wear whatever she needs to as far as bundling up goes. And one comment that I really certainly appreciated from Judge Chicanetti was his comment was that she at least is able to prepare. The kittens did not have any preparation.
Murray will also have water and a means of communication with park rangers should there be an emergency. This just in, the Indiana Supreme Court has upheld the state's abortion waiting period law, which requires women seeking an abortion to receive in-person counseling about medical risks and alternatives. On Wall Street, Dow ahead nearly 24 points. This is CBS News.
When Jessica's mom bought the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front-load washer, Jessica was the first to notice.
My mom has a lot more free time these days. She used to make only a couple of my soccer games, but now she comes to every single one, even the away games, and for pizza afterward. My friends think she's pretty cool, but my boyfriend is still on the fence.
Is your mom gonna sit next to us during the whole movie?
Next month, my mom's chaperoning my senior prom. I can't wait.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, you can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter, and it's tough on stains, yet protects your clothes, too. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. Depend on us. Now get a 3-year supply of Tide AG with purchase of Maytag Neptune washers and dryers. Ends 1-18-06. Visit Maytag.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we are seeing a pretty easy drive on the highways right now. Southbound I-25, still a little sluggish for the ride into downtown and through T-Rex. Southbound 225 slows for the drive into the tech center. And if you're off to DIA, today is the busiest travel day of the year, but things looking really good. Eastbound I-70, Pena Boulevard's in good shape. Security wait time only about 5 minutes at the moment, and there is parking available inside the garage and at the Pikes Peak shuttle lot. Now, we are seeing some trouble around the Boulder area, two separate accidents. Eastbound on the turnpike on your approach to Cherryvale, so expect some bunching behind that. Checking out the forecast, going to be a sunny one today. Highs in the upper 60s. We're at 42 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Because there are many choices in life.
Well, back in the 90s, I used to tune into Rush Limbaugh.
And with choices come alternatives.
On 760, I listen to it all the time.
Just love hearing something other than the right-wing rant.
I've learned so much from listening to 760.
Changing the world of talk radio.
Nice to be able to sit there and listen to the radio and say, no doubt.
This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
That's all we listen to in the car.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, sunny high of around 67. Happy Thanksgiving to you, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Tomorrow, Best Of Show. A lot of great interviews, such as Howard Dean, Dr. Howard Dean, from the DNC. Scott Ritter, weapons inspector, former weapons inspector. Michael Schroyer. Former CIA agent. All right, and we'll do open phones here in a few minutes, but right now we're going to talk to Bruce Shapiro of the Nation magazine, and he's got a column called More Leaks, Please. And Bruce, good morning and welcome to AM 760.
Glad to be here.
All right, explain what you mean by More Leaks, Please.
Well, you know, there's been tremendous focus in Washington over the last few weeks, both from Republicans and Democrats, about leaks, you know, all the damage that was done by the leaking of Valerie Plame's name, Democrats claiming the side of national security. And what I'm trying to point out in this column in The Nation is that actually there's nothing wrong with leaks, that in fact leaks, while they can be manipulated, are also the way that investigative reporters find out about the essential abuses of democracy. We found out about the Pentagon Papers because of a leak. In our time now, we find out about Abu Ghraib because of leaks from military lawyers or soldiers. We find out about black sites, secret prisons that the CIA is operating in Eastern Europe because of leaks to the investigative reporter Dana Priest of the Washington Post. And I'm really concerned that in a kind of historical irony, all of the concern, all of the obsession, really, that the anti-war movement and the Democrats have had with the Valerie Plame case, which was an abusive, manipulative leak by the White House, but now Special Prosecutor Fitzgerald is investigating, could in fact turn around, has turned around, to make the work of investigative reporters more difficult, discouraging Washington sources who have important stories to say from coming forward.
Isn't that kind of what Bob Woodward's saying, though? Isn't he saying exactly the same thing?
Well, he is, although I think there's a difference between what Woodward does and what some other reporters have done. Bob Woodward, like Judith Miller, has essentially functioned during the Bush administration as a sort of stenographer to power. And he's the sort of person who a Vice President Cheney or a Scooter might leak to, would give information to, as in fact we now know, since Woodward has gone before Fitzgerald's grand jury to talk about that. It's important to know that. What I'm really thinking about are the legions of people without a lot of power, but a lot of information in the intelligence agencies, in the military, in the State Department, career officials who have been aghast at the conduct of the war, at some of the measures that the administration has taken to secure prisoners and so on. And those people, I think, the administration has taken the Plame case, the Plame investigation, and used it as a club against them and said, see what happens if you leak? You're going to get called before a grand jury, or the reporters who you leak to may not protect you. I think it's very important that those of us who think the war was started on false premises also understand that if we're going to halt the war, if we're going to bring an end to the administration's abuses of power, it's going to require vigorous leaking to vigorous investigative journalists. And we've got to be careful not to create a climate of obsession with classification and secrecy that will prevent investigation of the very abuses we're concerned about.
Yeah, but you really think most people feel that way? I mean, most of us enjoy leaks. I mean, we're to be honest about it. I mean, what, a lot of us feel that that what was done to Valerie Plame was unfair. But you know what she what leaking of her name really had nothing to do really with her with their objection to what her husband what Joseph Wilson had written about what he found in Niger. So that's kind of an well, I guess they would you would call an uncricket kind of thing unfair kind of thing to do. But I think most of us love, you know, love leaks. I mean, we love finding out about the black sites, which we wouldn't know about had, you know, not somebody leaked it to the Washington Post. We want to know what's going on behind the doors of government.
Well, we do. And look, leaking is a long American tradition. A couple of years ago, I did a history of investigative journalism and found what I think is the very first leak in the George Washington administration. Someone leaked the administration's account books and caused a big scandal. Leaking is an essential part of democracy, and it does produce enjoyable work. I think, though, that if you look at the kind of language that some in the Democratic Party, that some in the anti-war campaign have used to claim the moral high ground in the Plame case, to make literally a federal case out of the leaking of classified information of an agent's name, while it's ironic and delightful and pleasurable to see Scooter Libby hoisted on that and to see Dick Cheney get a bloody nose, there's a real danger, I think, that we are going to see an escalating call for secrecy. The two things can't go together. You can't, on the one hand, say, let's prosecute criminal violations of the Intelligence Identities Protection Act and the national security laws, and on the other hand, cheer when those same laws are broken to reveal abuses of power. It's a sort of a conundrum that's important to understand.
It's 9-11, 11 minutes after 9, and AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Investigative reporter and political analyst Bruce Shapiro, who's been writing for The Nation for 24 years. The column is More Leaks, Please. I just have, maybe it's me, but I just have trouble seeing, say, for instance, the Valerie Plame leak as being in the same league as the leak of the black sites. And the reason I don't see them in the same, because you know what? She's owed something. I mean, her career was obviously destroyed, trashed. She can't do what she was doing before.
Well, they're not in the same category. Look, Valerie Plame's name was leaked. Her identity as an agent was outed in order to punish her husband, Joseph Wilson. This is a cynical and criminal abuse of power, no question. But what I believe the administration has done is taken the criminal inquiry into that, which people like you and me are cheering for, Prosecutor Fitzgerald, but are using that to intimidate other sources, other people who have real stories to tell around Washington. Now, I can tell you, it is having a chilling effect. I have journalist friends who have gotten visits by the FBI, who are inquiring into their sources. I know people in Washington who have always been ready and willing to talk to the press, who now are thinking twice about it because they worry that journalists may not be able to protect their sources. The real issue here is not Valerie Plame or any other particular story, but what happens when you aim the power of prosecution, the power of a grand jury, the power of the subpoena directly at the reporter-source relationship. We are seeing an escalating number of these cases, and while I am as critical as anybody of Judy Miller's reporting on Baghdad on the weapons of mass destruction, for example, and I always felt that she was not the First Amendment martyr she was making herself out to be in this case. It's also nonetheless true that when you give the government permission to pursue the reporter-source relationship, you can have an unintended chilling effect that's going to go beyond, let us say, the Plame case, and instead affect soldiers of conscience who want to release information about the next Abu Ghraib, CIA officers of conscience who want to give us information about prison camps the world over. We have to be very careful when taking aim at the reporter-source relationship and making sure that, at a minimum, all other available sources of information are exhausted and that we don't create a climate of intimidation that makes investigative reporting more difficult. We need investigative reporting now to get us out of the mess that we're in as a country.
How about a shield law for reporters?
This is a complicated issue. It's one that reporters debate hotly. I am a little worried about a shield law. I think a shield law actually creates definition problems of who's a journalist at a time when that's really up for grabs. Is a blogger a journalist or not? Should a blogger be covered by a shield law if somebody talks to her or him? I also would prefer to see the press relying on the First Amendment itself, on that strong ironclad guarantee that Congress shall make no law respecting freedom of the press. I'd rather see a defense based on that than creating a narrow privilege that will necessarily have some pretty strong exceptions in it. I'm uneasy about a shield law, although many of my colleagues would disagree on that.
Well, I got to agree with you. More leaks, the better. You know, more leaks, the better. The more we can pound down the door of secrecy, I think the better off we are as a country.
And that's the real issue here. It's to pound down the doors of secrecy, particularly at a time when we've got an administration that is secrecy obsessed, an administration that is obsessed with damaging its critics, an administration that's conducting a war based in large part on secret operations. We need to be pounding down the doors of secrecy. We need to be finding ways to encourage whistleblowers. You know, there's a big difference, or there's not much difference between a source and a whistleblower. In the Valerie Plame case, Scooter Libby was a source, and there he was using the power of his office to spin the Joseph Wilson story to reporters like Woodward and reporters like Judy Miller, and that's one way of a reporter and a source get along. But when you've got people in the military, people in the government, people in intelligence agencies and law enforcement whose conscience is disrupted, is disturbed by what they're being forced to do, and they go to talk to a reporter, at that point a source becomes a whistleblower, just like Captain Fishback, Ian Fishback, who described the horrible abusive treatment of prisoners at Abu Ghraib and in other Iraqi prisons to Senator McCain. That's a whistleblower. We need to find ways as a society to encourage and support whistleblowers rather than punishing them. And my fear is that we are unintentionally giving the administration a lot of ammunition to intimidate and punish whistleblowers rather than get the truth out.
Good point. Good points. Bruce, thank you so much for your time. Really, and I urge everybody to read the column. You can find it on the Nation website. Thank you so much, Bruce. Hope to have you on again.
Very good to be here, and have a good holiday.
Yeah, you too. Happy Thanksgiving. There's Bruce Shapiro, who's been writing for the Nation for 24 years. He's an investigative reporter, and I'll be out there, too, for this. They're going to have a monster truck display out there, plus they're going to have a robot out there that breathes fire and crushes automobiles. So it's good for the kids. And we're going to be giving away four packs of tickets to the Monster Truck Show coming up in Denver. You spin a wheel, and you could win that prize, or there's other prizes to give away. Everybody's going to walk away a winner of some sort or another. So come join me, not this Saturday, but next Saturday at Rocky's Autos. I'll be out there for that and hope to see you there. And, you can find out what's going on with Rocky's Autos. You can see the inventory at rockysautos.com. Buying a car is a big investment, and the last thing you want to do is get something that you don't want. And the people at Rocky's are exactly that way. They want you to get the car of your choice. And they've got over 500 vehicles on the lot and ready to go, and they're beautiful automobiles. And go out there and look around and see if you can find something that you like. And if you do, well, then you can get it. And if you don't, then you walk away. But chances are you'll find something there that you really, really like. And all the cars, and this is important, are equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Every car emission tested and ready to roll. They're just great folks out there. They're nice people working there. It's a family operation. It's been that way toys since 1982. Can't say enough about them. So if you're doing a little shopping on Friday, why not go on out to Rocky's? They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And stop by and see them. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of
.com or 303-830-TIXS. Four teams, two games, one incredible night of college basketball.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Blues. 922 on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. 22 minutes after 9. Mostly sunny. High today of 67. Happy Thanksgiving. And, man, I think all of us got a lot to be thankful for. I certainly do. 303-713-7600. Open phones. Two lines open. And jump on. We'll talk about whatever you want to. Let's go to Aaron and Elizabeth. Aaron, you're on AM 760. Thanks for waiting. And go ahead. Hi, Aaron.
Hi. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, welcome.
Well, I know Bush has lied a lot. And there's one lie that not very many people know. And I want a lot of people to know. Well, tomorrow is the one-year anniversary of the death of a young Falls City, Nebraska boy named Nicholas Nolte, and he died in the war in Iraq, but he's not on the list for the memorial because he was injured in Iraq and then flown to Maryland where he died of infection, and so he's not on the list because he supposedly didn't die in Iraq.
I don't think that's right.
It isn't.
I mean, if you die of combat, God forbid, if you die of combat-related injuries, then you should definitely be on the list. You should definitely be counted. And I don't think there's any excuse on the part of this government for trying to minimize casualties like that and try to keep casualties artificially low. I agree with you 100% on that.
Yeah, and so there's a lot more than 2,000 men and women who have died in Iraq.
Yeah, you know what? I'd like to see a separate statistic as to how many people have died as a result of injuries in Iraq and maybe didn't die on Iraqi soil but died here in the United States. And I'd like to see that statistic. And I think, yeah, I definitely agree with you. Those people should be counted.
Yeah, they should.
All right, Elizabeth, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, thanks.
And thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay. She brings up a really good point. And maybe those statistics are out there and I just don't know about them. But if you die of war-related injuries in the United States, you know, that's an Iraqi fatality, or even a fatality from Afghanistan. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to John in Denver. John, hi, you're on AM 760.
Jay.
Hey, John.
Jay. Hey, Jay, I want to talk to you about Shapiro that was on a little bit ago.
Sure.
And the point that I think a lot of the media seems to miss regarding this most recent leak with Judy Miller and Scooter Libby and all that is that, you know, unlike Watergate, where Deep Throat, he was leaking information about other people committing crimes, in this case, the leaking was the crime. And I'm sorry, if I were Judy Miller, I would have turned right around and gone to the FBI and said, hey, he's leaking classified information. For me, it's a black and white issue. There's no gray area there.
Yeah,
and then, of course, not publish it like Novak. He ought to be up on some kind of charge for turning around and publishing something he knew was classified. Come on.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. I think there's two underlying crimes going on here now, though. There's the original leaking of Valerie Plame's name, which the right wing, and I heard Deborah Orin of the New York Post try to shop this again last night on Chris Matthews' Hardball, that she wasn't a covert agent, which indeed she was. And somebody had to say to her and the rest of the right wing, well, then why did the CIA turn it over to the Justice Department? But the other underlying crime is the crime that Scooter Libby is alleged to have committed about lying and obstructing justice. So now you got two things going.
Yeah, and he never got charged with anything about the actual leaking of it. He just got charged with lying about it.
Right, exactly.
He needs to be charged with something for the actual leaking of classified information, which he signed a notification, swore he would not do. That needs to be charged. I figure Fitzgerald's probably coming with that one. He's just still working on it.
Well, that's it. I mean, he said in his original indictment that there was obstruction of justice and that he couldn't figure out what was going on because, quote-unquote, sand was thrown in his face. But
yeah.
You're right, he's impaneling a new grand jury, and he's still working on it. And let's hope that I hope he gets them all. And I'm not ashamed to say that. I hope he gets Cheney. I hope he gets, Karl Rove. I hope he gets Libby, which he's already got him. I hope he gets them all, man, because they all deserve to get busted for this.
Let's keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best, because I'm with you on that 100%.
All right, man. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Jay. Bye.
All right. We'll see you later. Got two lines open now, 303-713-7600. It's open phones. There's a story this morning off the Cox News Service about Bill O'Reilly, whose radio show, by the way, collapsed here in Denver-Boulder area. Al Franken kicked his rear, and so O'Reilly they threw in the towel on him about his whole thing about Christmas. And I'll give that to you coming up here. Let's go to Ron in Cheyenne. Ron, hi, you're on AM 760.
Okay, you on now?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay, there was kind of a glitch or something. Well, good morning, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to talk to you after a while. I saw a movie this weekend called The High Cost of Low Prices.
Oh, yeah, that's about Walmart, isn't it?
It's about Walmart. And I also have a buddy that works at Walmart. He's been there for 8 years, and she loves it. But what I saw in this movie was there's a wage ceiling that they pay their employees, and the average price you get paid at a Walmart right now is about $9.10. That's if you have a family of three. That's $2,000 below the $14,000 you're supposed to be making to be at poverty wages.
Right.
Can you dig it? Now, so there's all these people that are working at Walmart. They can't go full time. But what they do is they say, we don't pay full time. We won't pay you full time. We don't pay you overtime, is what they say. We won't pay you overtime, but we want you to work another 4 or 5 hours. Can you do that for us? At first, they treat you kind of nice and all that, and then what they do is they suck you in, and keep you working a 40, 50-hour week sometimes, and you're still making your hourly wage, not time and a half. They will not unionize. They have union busting within their own company.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And they use it, and they bust people. They'll bust unions as much as possible. Plus, they go into these communities, and the communities give them exemptions. These enormous, in fact, Cheyenne, this my hometown here, we're getting a super Walmart in here. Most companies, when they come into a community, have to plant trees and have to plant grass and keep the whole thing, it has to be landscaped in a certain way.
It has to be compatible with the community, basically.
And guess what? They're exempt from having these trees to plant.
Oh, yeah, they do this stuff all the time. And I'll tell you, there's a whole issue of Mother Jones this month, which is basically about the religious right. But there's a little box in one of the stories that points out these organizations, these corporations, and these families that pour money into these right-wing organizations. And guess what? The Waltons are right there. You know why? Because they would like nothing but to have the estate tax repealed. I mean, that's one of their big things.
Oh, that's minor compared to what they're doing to these poor people that they showed guys that had two generations in a business. That's a long time. Father, son. Guess what? They kicked them right out of their own community, and they'd been there for 40 years.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Walmart,
you know what? Go to
Walmart
some of
these, beat them with these low prices.
Go to some of these communities, and you see that in the old in the old downtown areas and around the city, around the towns where there used to be stores, and some of these stores were family owned. They're driven totally and completely out of business, and so everybody has no choice but to go to the Walmart because they can't go anywhere else.
Now, I just want to make one other point, and I want everyone that's listening to be able to see this movie, find somebody that has it or order it, whatever. But this last point is what they do with wages. They say, you don't really quite make enough to get on our life insurance or our health insurance plan, but we'll teach you how to write out a WIC form for food. We'll teach you how to get on Medicaid for health, and we'll teach you how to write out food stamps forms. They're using the state for their insurance policy.
Yeah, I've heard that too. And you know
what's our dime?
And you know what's ironic about that is that the budget reduction program under the Senate, one of the places they want to cut is food stamps to the working poor.
I mean, those guys are so ass backwards. They couldn't see their face if you held a mirror in front of it. Because
I agree.
They lie.
I agree 100%. Hey, Ron, thank you, man. Great call.
Man. All the best. Bye.
Okay, happy Thanksgiving. Three lines open at 303-713-7600, 932-28 before 10, and a little progressive traffic now from Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are seeing a pretty nice drive right now on the highways. It is the busiest travel day of the year, so if you're headed off to DIA, looking pretty good. Eastbound I-70, sort of Pena Boulevard and Security Way time. Only about 5-10 minutes at the moment. And parking around the airport is available inside the garage and the Pikes Peak shuttle lot. Now, westbound I-70 seeing some trouble. It's an injury accident at Colfax. Southbound I-25 running heavy for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. And the Turnpike looking a lot better now through Broomfield and Westminster. Had two earlier crashes right around Cherryville. Those have been cleared out of the way.
Dassins, who also happen to be married. Mr. and Mrs. Smith on DVD, November 29th, rated PG-13.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And
it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
Hosting. Their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Channel 93.3 and Fake Skateboards have teamed up to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to grindwellpark.com or the What's Up page on area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's skate contest series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
Thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
Way, I'll try to get it out quicker. Oh boy. I'm sorry, Jay.
You gonna get cut off?
Well, I don't know. I'll see if I can get this thing to go.
Yeah, just throw some coins in there, man.
I'm like 5 cents short.
Oh, God, if I had a nickel, I'd give it to you. If I could see, I'd give you a nickel.
I wish they'd have put it on the machine 5 minutes, you know.
Oh, man, I didn't know you were hanging on a payphone.
Oh, man, I had to stop somewhere. I wanted to talk with you.
All right, how much more time do you have?
It doesn't say. I'll check my other pocket. I got 5 cents to go. Hey, you got a nickel, buddy? Hey, you got a nickel? I got 5 cents.
Yeah, come on, it's Thanksgiving. Give a guy a nickel.
I'll give you a quarter. Hurry before the phone hangs up on me. Quick, please, this guy's important. There you go. Thank you.
Oh, there you go. Now you got it. Put it in there.
Yeah, I got it. Got it. Okay.
All right, go ahead. You were saying we've often have to work under unsafe conditions.
Yeah, we've, you know, and it doesn't matter whether it's police or I'm up the ladder.
Right.
And everybody needs somewhere to turn when they're forced to do something they don't want to do. And, you know, everybody needs that refuge. And I talked to a former congressman's wife, and I asked her, when your husband went to Washington, did he get threatened on how to vote? She said, of course he did. I said, did that make you feel like individuals in your home? She said, of course it did. And I asked her, did that affect how your husband voted? She said, of course it did. She was very upset. And talked to her a little longer, and then about a month later, it dawned on me that it was our fault he didn't vote for good when he was in Washington because we weren't doing our job. See, he
yeah, that's a very good point. We don't keep pressure up on these people, nor do we give them campaign contributions when they're going to run again.
Yeah, well, see, what his problem was is when he went to Washington, he couldn't protect his family at home. That was his neighborhood's job. And I'm trying to get all your viewers to say if they really wanted to change things, they need to do what's right, but, you know, as it's called, love your neighbor as yourself, do good deeds, stand firm for your next-door neighbor, and build that bond. And any agents out there, because, you know, you got the CIA, FBI, ATF, and, you know, all the police organizations who are under the same thing. It's kind of like, why is it that sand that was thrown into, what was his name you said?
Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald had sand thrown in his eyes. Where's his refuge? It starts next door to where he lives. And if we start all doing our job and passing it on how to bring this cure about, maybe we'll have a better way of changing things. And then there's one other thing I wanted to bring out. And that's that, you know, and that's got to be done in mercy because we've got to look at ourselves and say it's our fault. This congressman didn't vote for our good because he had nowhere to turn. Because the day that refuge gets built strong is the day the good congressman can vote for our good. If we're united real strong in love, maybe that's the day the bad congressman will have to vote for our good.
All right, Sam, I got to run, man. Thank you. Great call. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, thanks for hanging in. Let me take a call from my old buddy Ronnie from All American Vogue. Ronnie, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, you hear me?
Yeah, Ronnie, I got you.
This is Ronnie. Let me turn off our radio. Hey, I got a couple things. I'm going to save the best till last. A little comment about the Walmart movie, the high cost of low prices. That
right.
is available at Twist and Shout there in my neighborhood at Logan and Alameda. I don't know how many Twist and Shouts there are, but they're selling it there.
Oh, that's great. And I also think you can get it online, too.
Okay, okay. I just try to support that local merchant for the people around there. Go to Twist and Shout or wherever you can find it, but it's a great movie. And I'm not sure if it's on at the Mayan or if there's talk about it, the Mayan right up the street there at First and Broadway. If not, we can call them. We get enough people, they'll be glad to show it because I think it's the perfect thing to show at the Mayan.
Yeah, maybe we should work on that.
We should work on calling the Mayan and support Twist and Shout and everybody. Okay, Ed Schultz, going to the Denver 3, Denver 2 we are. His producer, there's a couple of them, producer, engineer, I think it's Homie.
Yeah, James Holmes.
He was banned, and I might have missed this because I was listening to you, then I went to work out and I came back while you were interviewing those people. His producer was banned from the speech up there in Fargo. He was on that list of 40 or 42.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And
sure
I don't know
was.
If you mentioned that, but I remember
no,
Ed
I
talking
didn't mention
about
it, but you're right about
long
it.
Ago. Long ago, he talked about it. And this is a guy that just, he's a producer. He's an electronic cat. He's slightly a political person, but, you know, he likes to do that production stuff. And he was on the list, and I think as the story went, he had never been to a political rally in his life, and he was on the list that couldn't get in. And he really wanted to go and see what's going on, and he was banned. So there was a guy that's, you know, no bumper stickers, no T-shirts on or anything, just wanted to go.
Yeah, they snatched him out. I remember him telling me about that. And the reason I remember him telling me about it is because we had Leslie and Alex on once before. As a matter of fact, I think she came down to the studio when I was sitting in for Schultz. I think it was the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And Holmes told me that story about how he had been, you know, that they wouldn't let him in either.
Yeah.
Because he was on that list. And you know what? That's not right. Is it? Yeah, I mean, I can't believe anybody would think that that's right.
And he's just a regular cat. He's not the rabble rouser or anything, and not that these other people are at all either, but he's just such a regular guy because, you know, I've met him, talked to him. He's a great guy. Anyway, let's see. It's Schultz. I want to mix it up with here a little bit. I want to know, what are you doing tomorrow night?
I'm going to be at home because I got to get up on. Come in and work on Friday morning.
Okay, because I'll be thinking about you. I'm going to be with my girlfriend at the Rolling Stones.
Oh, God. You know how to hurt a guy, don't you?
I know how you like the Stones. In about April, when I heard they were going on tour, I had her dig in and see when the first time she could get online and get tickets, and she jumped right in there in the first 18 minutes or whatever it was and got tickets. So anyway, that is the highlight of my year, so to speak, is going tomorrow night and seeing the Stones. The other thing I'll tell you about, and I'll have it up for probably another couple of days after this weekend, is get by my store, look in the front window. I've got a 4-foot by 6-foot replica of that mouth and the tongue, the old school logo.
Oh,
there.
Right, yeah, the old Stones logo.
In the window, in the spotlight, and on the glass it says, "Ladies and gentlemen, the Rolling Stones."
That's great. You know, there's a new Stones Rarity CD that's coming out, and I think it's coming out December the 22nd. I saw an ad for it in the New York Times last weekend.
Good. And what did you say, rarities?
Yeah, rarities. It's stuff that was never released and outtakes.
Oh boy, that stuff's always good. You hear him talking backstage and all.
Yeah, all that stuff, and I think it's coming out December the 22nd.
Pretty cool. Well, good. Well, I just want to wish you that happy Thanksgiving, and I was hoping you're going to the Stones, but guess not.
Yeah, no, I got to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Hey, before you go, give All American Vogue a plug. Where is it?
All American Vogue is at 10 South Broadway. That's a block south of First Avenue. That's where the Mayan Theater is, right there on Broadway on the east side of the street. I'm gearing up for Christmas. I've got all kinds of political stuff. I've got toys, robots, everything, gifts. Can I tell you about three T-shirts I'm having made?
Sure.
They're just done down the street at this little place called Indie Ink. It's a silkscreen shop right there in my block.
Yeah, quickly, because I'm running out of time.
One of them is the definition of liberal. I'll tell you, all the listeners, go to your dictionary and look up the word liberal. It is the most beautiful definition. We've been hiding from this for years, thinking it was slander. It's not. One of them is the word liberal. The other one, it says the Bush crime family all deserve a fair trial. And the other one here, I'm going to use a abbreviated version of BJ, but on the shirt the word is spelled out. It says, "Will somebody please give Bush a BJ so we can impeach him?"
There you go, man.
There we go.
All right, Ronnie, take care. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Okay, and enjoy the Stones, of which I won't be going to because I got to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. We will be here on Friday. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. Three lines open. It's open phones, 945, 15 before 10, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Rates. Visit any Key Center or call 1-888-KEY-1234. Subject to credit approval, equal housing lender. Key. Achieve anything.
Remember this.
Pesavento giving to Brown. Brown pushes the man. Fire.
Security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary.
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. A present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. It's still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Channel 93.3 and Fake Skateboards have teamed up to give you a chance to be judged by your peers. Log on to GrindwellPark.com or the What's Up page on Area93.com for more info about Channel 93.3's Skate Contest Series, where you'll be the judge. Area93.com members, sign up early and enter the competition for only $9.33. If you're not a member, sign up now and become one. Grindwell Indoor Park is an independent skate park built, owned, and run by skaters. Keep skateboarding independent and shop at core shops owned and run by skaters you know.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple-pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple-pane windows at a double-pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple-pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And for a limited time, get upgraded to triple-pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomhd.com.
Yeah, I definitely have to check that out. That, you know, there's supposed to be a Cream box set out, too, or a Cream DVD reunion thing.
And there's some new Hendrix out there, so there's a lot of new music you can check out.
Yeah, good stuff for the holidays. 303-713-7600. Oh, I want to, before I go to the phones, I also want to, because I did this the other morning, like real real early. I want to recommend two movies for you to see. You can't show them when with the family there, okay? You got to see them, like, on your own. Go check these films out. First of all, the first one's called The Girl in the Cafe, and it's a great movie. Just go check it out. You got to rent it. And then the other one is, and this one is really heavy. So have a comedy ready for after you watch this. It's called Downfall. I liked it so much I'm thinking about buying it. And it's about Hitler's last days in his bunker in Berlin. And it's based on the story told by his personal secretary, who escaped the bunker after the end, and they didn't throw her in jail. They found her to be a young follower, so they didn't throw her in jail like they did like a lot of the people who were around Hitler. And it is a fabulous movie, but it's very raw, so you don't want to show that one either around the kids. Yeah, I'm just Mr. Holiday Season, aren't I? with all these family movies. Okay, let me go to Rob in Boulder. Rob, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hello, Jay.
Hey, Rob.
I was wondering, I've been noticing that all around town, all the Bush stickers have completely disappeared, and Kerry ones are still around, and I was wondering if that was throughout the whole metro area. And I know when they disappeared. Do you know when it was? Katrina.
I've seen a few of them in Denver. But I'll tell you an interesting thing where I think you're half right about this, is that some of the ones I see, they've attempted to rip them off.
Uh-huh.
And so there's just like part of them left on, and everybody seems to be driving around with their carry stickers on still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Well, we can keep the good fight going. And you know that Bunker movie?
Right.
I wonder when Michael Moore is going to make that of Dick Cheney.
Yeah, Dick Cheney's last days in his bunker in D.C. Or as I've said on the air, but I stole it from somebody else, so I don't want to be accused of plagiarism. But as somebody said, Cheney comes out of his deep freeze.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he is the most...
He's despicable.
He's really a dark-hearted guy, isn't he?
Yeah, I can't wait till we impeach and convict him.
Well, you know what? If we ever get control of either the Senate or the House, this is the Republicans' worst fear, that the Democrats, that will start all kinds of investigations.
November, and I've written a couple of things through Move On to
right.
The President and stuff, And I've told the shrub that impeachment is only 15 months away.
God, I hope you're right.
I think it's going to happen.
But we got to get Cheney, too, because if you don't get Cheney, then you end up with him as the president.
Oh, we'll get them both.
Well, I hope this Valerie Plame leak thing goes right up to Dick Cheney. Yep. And get Rove, too. That would be too sweet, man.
It's going to happen.
I hope you're right. Hey, have a good Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right. Boy, I hope it happens. One line open at 303-713-7600. Is that bad karma to hope that that happens? To see Karl Rove, who has leaked all this crap and all these opponents for all these years, finally get his? Somehow this stuff has got to catch up with him. Let's go to Rafi in Denver. Rafi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. What about you?
Oh, good. I've been much better ever since this... especially the thing about Abramoff, you know, they were.
Oh
saying,
yeah, the Jack Abramoff scandal.
Yeah, they're saying as many as 60 Republican congressmen are going to be implicated in this.
I heard, you know, I heard that last night. That also DeLay may get popped on a federal level, which would totally and completely destroy his claim about partisan politics.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's like a castle, a sandcastle, just melting away. I'm talking about Hendricks, you know, castles in the sand.
Right.
I mean, this whole thing, it's falling apart. It's going down. And it's really helping my mood. I wanted to talk to you briefly about Chalabi. I mean, I know you know about that, but just to review the facts, you know, he's been in the private offices of Cheney and Rove and Bush and all those crooks that are running our government. This Ahmad Chalabi has been convicted by the country of Jordan for embezzling $230 million.
Right.
He's been convicted for 22 years of hard labor, and he's on the lam. He's also been investigated for leaking secrets, American military secrets, to Iran. And yet he is a trusted confidant of these draft dodgers that are running our country.
I know. Well, he comes to town, and they treat him like he's the toast of the town.
Oh, yeah.
He's responsible for leaking all of that faulty information to Judy Miller, which he just took. And then got caught in this trap, because when she would go to Scooter Libby to say, okay, well, you know what, is this stuff, you know, is this on the level? He would say, oh, of course it is.
Well, sure, he's just like Fox News. I mean, he tells them what they want to hear. He
yep.
tells them just what they want to hear. They're going to have hearts and flowers, and the whole thing's going to pay for itself. And now they have basically run the ship of state into the rocks, you know. And I don't see how any of them have any credibility. Why are we even considering Bush's appointments for... you know, Supreme Court, why should we trust anything, any of them say?
Well, I don't. But, I mean, did you hear that woman who called up with me and tried to get in that whole thing about the Line 11 Commission, and she twisted all of that?
Oh, no, I missed that earlier.
She twisted it, and she and I really got to start getting into it. And she, you know, I mean, there are people out there who they absolutely believe, that Bush never said anything about 9/11 and, you know, the war in Iraq being connected when he implied it many times.
Oh, I know.
And also, you know, something else. Bush once said that he didn't know Ahmad Chalabi, and that he had never met him, and there's a picture of him at one of Bush's State of the Union addresses.
Yeah, yeah, and I heard a clip of him talking, you know, at an earlier date saying something about Chalabi being in the Oval Office, you know. Yeah, they're just so wrapped up in lies, you know, and there, I heard you call them Bush Davidians the other day, this last remnant of people that are still hanging on and believing. I thought they're kind of like the Japanese soldiers on the island is out in the Pacific that still think World War II is going on, you know? It's like,
well, there's about a 35-37% base out there that is hanging with this guy no
yeah.
matter what. But it's starting to crumble. He's starting to have trouble with it, even
yeah.
with his own base.
Well, and like you say about the bumper stickers, I've noticed that too. All of a sudden you don't see these Bush stickers everywhere, and you know, it's kind of fun to watch them, you know, writhe and twist in the wind, because they sure deserve it. I mean, it's a sad day for the United States, but it's also a good day when this happens.